Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Medicine. Intelligent Medicine is about the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. Putting those together for you is my job description each weekend. Your job description is to provide us with fodder for this show by calling 877-726-8255, and you can record a question. We'll take some of those recorded calls a little later in the program. Let's start by talking about intermittent fasting. And there are a couple of ways to look at intermittent fasting. One is to have some days where you're eating less, like the 5-2 plan. 5-2 plan means eat regularly 5 days, but for 2 days, limit your calories, have maybe 600 or 800 calories on those days, and that's fasting intermittently or a quasi-fast. The other way to implement intermittent fasting is with something called TRF, time-restricted feeding, which is to limit your window of eating. Most Americans wake up and start eating, and then they have a mid-morning snack after breakfast to tide them over to lunch, and then they have lunch, and then they have a mid-afternoon snack, and then they have dinner. And then while watching the football game, they may call DoorDash and order some pizza and or raid the refrigerator. And so you may have literally a window of eating that's 14 hours or longer, where you're only allowing yourself 8 or 10 hours to rest without eating. The idea behind time-restricted feeding is to give your body a chance to undergo what's called autophagy, which is a cleanup process that has health benefits and may even extend longevity. But there have been a lot of knocks on intermittent fasting lately. I have to say I've seen a lot of stories that suggest that intermittent fasting doesn't work, doesn't help you lose weight, doesn't do much for anything. A new encouraging study in Nature Medicine, that's a high-impact journal. Intermittent fasting is effective for weight loss and improves cardiovascular health in people with obesity problems. So you got a lot of people taking Ozempic and Mounjaro, but maybe intermittent fasting might be an alternative or at least an off-ramp after they've lost the requisite weight. The researchers looked at different ways of implementing time-restricted feeding. There was what was called early fasting, which is having your intake limited between 9 and 5 p.m., That's not a lot of fun because a lot of people enjoy eating later at night. But that's one way of doing it. Again, that is, how many hours is that? So it's like 5 plus 3. That's okay. So it's an 8-hour window of eating. Another 8-hour window of eating could be from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. Okay, just don't eat early in the day. Hold off on eating. And another one was what was called self-selected fasting, which kind of averaged out as people not eating a lot in the morning and stopping eating at 8. So it was a 12 a.m. to 8 p.m. eating window. And here's what they found. And they compared this to people who just ate whatever they wanted, but were instructed to diet. They were instructed to eat a healthy diet and restrict their caloric intake. The fasting groups, regardless of the timing of intake, achieved greater weight loss, on average 3 to 4 kilograms. So 4 kilograms, like 10 pounds. That's pretty significant. Compared to the usual treatment group who continued with their intake window of at least 12 hours. At least 12 hours. In other words, you're putting the feed bag on when you wake up and, you know, having a snack at just before bed. Notably, the early fasting group reduced abdominal subcutaneous fat. Yeah, that's the kind of fat you want to reduce. The results show that the early fasting group significantly improved fasting glucose levels and overnight glucose compared to the other groups. Now, of note, this study was done in Spain. And if you've ever been in Spain, they eat dinner really late. I was once invited to dinner by some people in Spain. They said, meet us at 10 o'clock. I said, what do you mean 10 o'clock? They said, yes, we're going to eat dinner, and then we'll watch a flamenco performance at 11:30. And I said, no way. My body clock won't tolerate that. I'll be in bed by 10 because I'm an early riser, and I go to bed early. So maybe there's a cultural thing going on here, because by restricting the amount of food that people enjoy eating in Spain late at night, they got the best results. So the group that really cashed in on this was the group that had their food intake 9 to 5. Okay? But they avoided that late-night feed bag that many Spaniards engage in that particular culture. So take it as you will. 877-726-8255, our number. Folks, if you're tired, and this is virtually a universal complaint, all of us are seeking more energy, especially as we age. If you're frequently in a state of fatigue, or if you are in a pathological state of fatigue, like chronic fatigue syndrome, post-Lyme syndrome, long COVID, or even among the vaccine injured, these are specific groups who are extremely tired. It might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age, but as you age, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese, and they are functioning less well. Cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging and could be the root of your fatigue, but there's a breakthrough supplement. I've been talking about this for a couple of decades. It's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. It's NT-factor lipids. NT-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. NT-factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membrane. So if you're older, it could give you back the vitality, focus, and cognitive function of people half your age. And if you're young, or if you have a fatigue condition, this is the tool to optimize your energy production. I've been using NT-factor for years. I don't go a day without it. And I prescribe it for patients, listeners. Learn more about the NT Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or to order direct, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. See their full line of products there at ntfactor.com. So one of the ignored components in skincare. And now we have a raft of drugs for things like atopic dermatitis, which can be devastating. You know, red, itchy skin, peeling. I've seen people are just lobster red all over their bodies with atopic dermatitis. We now have powerful immunosuppressant drugs that can dial it back. We also have a bunch of psoriasis drugs, and they're very popular and highly publicized on TV. You see those TV ads where people are outdoor and bathing suits, they're embarrassed first because they have psoriasis plaques, and then they take the medication and it's all good. Well, these drugs are powerful biologics. They suppress the immune system. They can have side effects. So perhaps we should pay more attention to what's called
the gut-skin connection. You've heard about the gut-brain connection. Well, the gut-skin connection may explain stomach problems, or may explain skin problems, according to research performed in Sweden. The headline, Inflammation May Explain Stomach Problems in Psoriasis Sufferers. The study involved a small number of patients with psoriasis versus healthy controls. It turned out that psoriasis sufferers had a higher number of certain types of immune cells in their small intestine, and the cells showed signs of pro-inflammatory activity, suggesting that that was the source of the problem. They also had something called leaky gut. Leaky gut means increased intestinal permeability, where food antigens can penetrate the tight junctions, which become more permissive of toxins and food antigens to go into the general circulation and ultimately get deposited in the epithelium and the skin layer, causing allergic reactions. So this study is a pioneering study to tell us about the link between the gut and the skin, because symptoms from the gut and skin, according to the research, are often linked. So paying attention to the gut, better diet, supplements that reduce leaky gut syndrome. These may be approaches, probiotics, in fact, and prebiotics and postbiotics. These, in fact, may help people with skin problems, and I've seen it work in my practice. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. There were many important reasons why I started my FullScript online supplement dispensary. I wanted to offer you the same curated professional-grade supplement brands that I use, the ones I know and trust. I also wanted to ensure that they weren't counterfeit or expired. Recently, I've been hearing more and more about counterfeit or expired products purchased from online retailers. With FullScript, you can be confident your supplements are genuine and they'll arrive with optimal freshness and potency. Also, buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, and a highly rated mobile app. It's safe, secure, HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom-targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. To get started, just go to drhoffmanstore.com, drhoffmanstore.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The inauguration and beyond. The future of Trump's cabinet picks. And is the Israeli-Hamas deal dead before it even gets started? All that and more on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com. Podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Teller's Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. Gets you into the doctor's office, and so let's hear one of those recorded questions.
Hi, doctor. I take a lot of supplements, probably too many, and I can't possibly take them all in one day. So I found I have about three bottles of almost full vitamins, which have expired in 9/24. And I'm wondering if I have to throw them out or if there's any value in taking them now. Thank you.
Okay, so this is really an interesting question, and it pertains to supplements. It also pertains to foods. There are what are called expiration dates or best buy dates, which are often printed on products. And I appreciate that because if I go to, the meat counter and I see there's some hamburger there and it's going to expire the next day, my tendency is to say, hey, maybe I'll skip hamburger tonight and get something different, and then come back when they have a fresh delivery, because these things are highly perishable. On the other hand, there are freshness dates on some things that doesn't mean that overnight they become toxic or dangerous after the expiration date. A short period of time after the expiration date, the product can be just as good. Maybe it's a little less fresh. Maybe the nutrient value is somewhat depleted, but it's not going to become harmful. And therefore, I've encountered this too. I've said, oh my goodness, I forgot to take whatever. You know, it's like that Christmas present that you forgot to play with, and you find it again in July, and you say, hey, I should have been using this. Supplements that are just a little bit past the expiration date, they may lose potency to some extent, but they're not going to be dangerous. So the idea is that you don't want to purchase a supplement that is past the expiration date because already the clock is ticking on it. But if you have a supplement that's been sitting around, and in this case it's September to early 2025, just a few months, it's not like the supplement is going to go bad. On the other hand, if the supplement is from 2013, it might be... It's probably not going to hurt you, but its potency and its value might be reduced. So that would be the rule of thumb for me. I'm not particularly slavishly obedient to expiration dates. And I think that applies to certain foods as well. Kind of depends on the food, how volatile it is, how it's been stored. But when it comes to supplements, a little less of a concern because they're more stable. 877-726-8255 is our number. So have you noticed what's happening to hospitals? A lot of hospital mergers, a lot of hospitals are going out of business, being closed, but a lot of them are getting bought out. And they're being bought out by private equity, big money concerns, but often by businesses that are a little distressed, and then they come in with the bean counters and they say, well, we can cut here, we can slash there, we can affect economies. When I went to my medical school reunion, a lot of my classmates, they said, well, they still enjoy medicine, those that haven't yet retired, but the thrill is gone. Many of them used to be self-employed, and now many of them work for big corporations, in effect. They're employees, and they're highly monitored, supervised, their decisions are constrained, and they don't like it. This is a study of what happens to the quality of patient care after private equity acquisition of hospitals. And it turns out the news isn't good. Private equity involvement in healthcare, they say, has substantially grown in recent years. Private equity firms typically aim to maximize returns on investment. ROI is the name of the game, returns on investment, often through drastic cost-cutting measures and operational restructuring. That means cutting payments to doctors, making doctors work harder, making other health workers take care of more patients. And this approach is typically effective at increasing net profit, which is the goal, but it's raised concerns about its effect on patient outcomes. So they looked at, in this study, 73 hospitals that were acquired by private equity firms between 2010 and 2017, and then they looked at 293 matched control hospitals, not under private equity. Private equity acquisition was associated with a decrease in patient-reported hospital ratings. And the difference in hospital ratings between private equity and non-private equity hospitals increased with each following private equity acquisition. They also found that private equity acquisition was associated with a decrease in patient-reported staff responsiveness and the percentage of patients reporting that their doctors communicated well. So not a good trend. And more, this wave of private equity acquisitions is becoming the trend in American medicine. 877-726-8255 is our number.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
My message to veterans, active duty, retired, is that really seriously look at the VA home loan program. I've done it 3 times now, so I'm a repeat customer. We found a house here that we felt would be a great environment for our children to grow up in. It has been transformational to my family.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Now the Hollywood liberals are obsessed about looting. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Some of the Hollywood elites have threatened to shoot people who loot their property. Where were they during the George Floyd riots? Celine Dion didn't mind looting during Hurricane Katrina because it wasn't her stuff. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic aged garlic extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic aged garlic extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's Kyolic.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Childress Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255. Our number will take one of those recorded calls momentarily. But a little postscript to a call that we had last week. Somebody asked about the harms associated with these prescription acid blockers. They're also available over-the-counter now. They're called PPIs, proton pump inhibitors. They are a newer generation of very powerful acid blockers that supplanted things like Tagamet, the earlier versions of these acid blockers. And my answer was that there were definite harms, that you would disrupt the microbiome, that has effects across all bodily systems. They're associated with malabsorption of nutrients, calcium, iron, especially magnesium, B12. And here's an article that expands on the potential problems associated with chronic PPI use. And they're often prescribed for a lifetime. They should be prescribed short term. If you have an ulcer, if you have bad esophagitis, it can be helpful to shut off acid, but to do so over a long period of time, problematic. proton pump inhibitor use and incident cardiovascular disease in older postmenopausal women. Big study, 85,000 postmenopausal women without cardiovascular disease, and they followed them for 3 years. Cardiovascular disease events were compiled, and they looked at coronary heart disease, I guess the need for stents, medication for angina, stroke, surgery, stents, etc., and as well as cardiovascular death. And what they found was that there was a higher risk among women using these proton pump inhibitors. PPI users had significantly higher risk of cardiovascular disease compared with non-users. Not clear exactly why that might be. Is it the malabsorption of critical nutrients? Is it something else that the proton pump inhibitors are doing to the body? Is it via changes in the microbiome? It's not exactly clear, but just an update on harms associated with these. And one of my major tasks in practice is to wean people off these medications via diet change, via the use of natural supplements like deglycerinated licorice and other things that soothe the esophagus and stomach. And ultimately, it's better to wean off. It's hard to wean off because you become dependent on these things. But it's better to see if you can get off, if at all possible. All right. It's the dead of winter, and we know it here in the Northeast, and apparently in the South. I saw, snowball fights in New Orleans? That's crazy. It hasn't happened for perhaps over a century. It's time to tackle those New Year's resolutions. What do you want to achieve? Feel your best? Conquer your goals? Well, let me share my personal experience with MitoPure from Timeline Nutrition. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workout since I started taking it. Also, better recoveries, less downtime, less times where you just feel like, ugh, I'm sore, I don't feel like working out. As someone who loves to stay fit, I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically as well. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure is a game changer, and it may be the answer for you. It contains urolithin A, a rare postbiotic that promotes cellular renewal. We've talked about it here on Intelligent Medicine with guests. MitoPure is the only urolithin A supplement on the market clinically proven to target the effects of age-related cellular decline. MitoPure addresses common signs of aging at the root, so if you want to support your cellular aging and achieve your goals for 2025, I recommend MitoPure for you. They're offering a rare, deep discount to get your 2025 started right. This month only, get 33% off MitoPure. Just go to timeline.com/Hoffman33. That's 33% for Intelligent Medicine listeners. That's timeline.com/Hoffman33 for 33% off MitoPure. MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the age process. I take it every day. Took it along on my bike trip to California. Didn't want to miss a single day of support from this critical nutrient. All right, this item, a lot of criticism has been laid at the feet of politicians in California. The mayor of Los Angeles, the governor of California, Governor Gavin Newsom. And I don't want to get into political debate, but there certainly have been some issues, governmental issues, that may have set the stage for a less than optimal fire response in Los Angeles. But as the saying goes, the broken clock gets it right at least twice a day. And here's a good thing from California government. Governor Gavin Newsom orders probe of food dyes, targets junk food for stricter rules in California. Now, you might say, well, if Los Angeles is burning to the ground, this is just window dressing, right, to avoid bad food. But it is a big problem, and I think it may be a template for the kind of thing that is being proposed under the Trump administration, the so-called MAHA, Make America Healthy Again, initiatives. Governor Gavin Newsom said last Friday he would direct California state agencies to investigate the health risks of food dyes and recommended ways for the state to further regulate the sales of candy, soda, and other additive-heavy foods. He's also taking aim at ultra-processed foods. He signed legislation last year banning the sale in school of foods with certain synthetic dyes. The ban targets snacks such as Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Ooh, kids love those, right? And Skittles, that contain red dye number 40, yellow number 5, yellow number 6, blue number 1, blue number 2, and green number 3. Ingredients linked to hyperactivity and adverse behavioral effects in children. There's been a national ban enacted against red dye number 3, which is clear-cut health risk. It's already, strangely enough, it was banned in cosmetics, but it wasn't banned in things that you take internally. Wow. Newsom says ultra-processed foods are known to pose a health risk to individuals, and today's efforts are designed to support affordable, healthy living and reduce the growing impact of chronic illnesses on Californians. Okay. Good sentiment. And, okay, give credit where credit's due. We commend Governor Gavin Newsom on promoting the health of his California constituents. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. If you need a little peace and calm, Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the reshaped capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
It's January. Time to tackle those New Year's resolutions. What do you want to achieve? Feel your best, conquer your goals. Let me share my personal experience with MightyPure from Timeline Nutrition. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MightyPure is a game changer. It contains urolithin A, a rare postbiotic that promotes cellular renewal. MightyPure is the only urolithin A supplement on the market clinically proven to target the effects of age-related cellular decline. MightyPure addresses common signs of aging at the root. So if you want to support your cellular health and achieve your goals for 2025, MightyPure is offering a rare deep discount to get your 2025 started right. This month only, get 33% off MightyPure. Just go to timeline.com/Hoffman33. That's timeline.com/Hoffman33 for 33% off MightyPure. MightyPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process.
Hi, I'm Gary LaVox. One thing you know about me is I used to be the lead singer of Rascal Flatts. But what you might not know is I now use my voice to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Today, PVA is fighting for accessible air travel for our nation's disabled veterans and all people with disabilities. Did you know buses and trains are accessible, but airplanes aren't? Did you know that in-flight restrooms are inaccessible? Did you know that 28 wheelchairs are damaged every day by airlines? That's like breaking the legs of 28 passengers each day. Unbelievable. How is this okay? Air travel should be accessible and safe for everyone. A basic civil right for all people. It is why I support PVA, and so should you. Our nation's heroes fought for your independence. So join me in the fight for theirs at PVA.org.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Imagine a world where animals and humans coexist in harmony, where wild animals thrive, habitats are protected, and marginalized communities are empowered. At International Animal Rescue, this is our vision. Our holistic, community-led projects not only rescue animals, but also protect and replenish precious habitats, creating a better future for us all. But we can't do this without you. Show your support now and help keep the wild, wild. Visit internationalanimalrescue.org.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. That's where you get in on the action for our weekly radio program. We also have another way to get in touch with us. If you prefer to email us a question, you can email to questions@drhoffman.net. where your question will become subject for Q&A with Layla. That's our weekly podcast where we answer listener questions that come via email. But meanwhile, 877-726-8255. Let's hear one of those questions.
Question is on your opinion on what preparation I should be doing for a small bowel capsule endoscopy. Due to some blood in the urine, the doctor is checking this out by doing this small bowel capsule endoscopy. Just wanted to know your opinion on the right prep to do for that exam. I appreciate all the help or any information you can give me on that.
Well, this question sounds kind of weird because if you're really concerned about blood in the urine, why are you looking in the intestine? So maybe there's something I'm not seeing here. But a capsule endoscopy is a test that's done when you've scoped from above and you scope from below, and you still are pretty worried that there's a source of bleeding in the intestine, but you can't find it from above or you can't find it from below. An analogy would be, well, in the early parts of history of this country, people began exploring from the east. They started near the coasts, and then they moved across the Appalachians. And they pretty much scoped out the country about as far east as Pittsburgh. And then the conquistadors, the Spanish from the south, began working their way up north. But there were vast parts of the country in between that were unexplored. And that's why the Jefferson sent Lewis and Clark across the country to see what was in the flyover country in the middle of the country that hadn't yet been explored. And so by analogy, when you do an upper endoscopy, you look down through the esophagus, look at the stomach, look at the upper parts of the small intestine, but you can't reach down into deep into the small intestine. Similarly, when you do a colonoscopy, you go up through the colon, but you don't get into the small intestine. So a capsule endoscopy is kind of an innovative thing. Originally developed in Israel, it involves a tiny capsule that you swallow, and there's a camera in there, and there's a transmitter. And the transmitter transmits an image, like a TV transmission, of what the wall of your small intestine looks like. And if there's an ulceration or an inflammation or a source of bleeding, you can see that with a capsule endoscopy. So it's not clear what bearing that has on blood in the urine. I'm missing something here. But let's say you're about to undertake it. What do you do? How do you prep for it? Well, you prep for it in the same way that you prep for a colonoscopy. You make sure that you don't have any solid foods for, you know, a day or two before. When you're taking liquids, you're not taking something that is like Hawaiian punch that has a lot of coloring in it. You want clear liquids. And you use a laxative to clean yourself out, something like usually prescribed Miralax, or sometimes they prescribe something that is euphemistically called Go Lightly, which is a purge. You take it by mouth, and it cleans you out. So there you have it. But I'm curious. It's kind of intriguing. Blood in the urine and looking for the problem in the intestine, it just doesn't. Just doesn't add up. 877-726-8255 is our number. All right. High fructose corn syrup is something that is a relatively modern invention. And we, in our Paleolithic past, we did get exposed to fructose, fruit sugar. It was present in fruit, but only to a modest degree. There was only so much fruit that we could acquire. And in fact, fruit prior to modern agriculture, was kind of sour, small, think crab apples, tiny berries, and so it was hard to gorge on fructose. Then we had the Cuban sugar embargo. A lot of our sugar came from Cuba and Latin America, and we figured out a way to manufacture sugar from corn, which is plentiful in the United States, and we ended up with fructose. And fructose originally was thought to be better than glucose for us. It doesn't require insulin for its metabolism, but it's highly associated with bad outcomes, fatty liver, obesity. And you pretty much trace the origin of our epidemic of overweight and type 2 diabetes to the introduction of high fructose corn syrup, especially in soft drinks and candies, to its introduction around, say, the 1950s. Pretty much it was introduced then, it became popularized really in the 60s and 70s. And that's when waistline surged and obesity skyrocketed. So here's yet another concern about high fructose corn syrup. High fructose corn syrup fuels tumor growth in animals with cancer. It says a century ago, an average person consumed just 5 to 10 pounds of fructose per year. You can't, it's hard to consume 5 to 10 pounds of fructose in a day, at a sitting, but over 365 days, I get it. That's just a little bit of the fruit sugar that you get from eating fruit, natural fruit. That was a century ago, 1920s. Now that number can be as much as 15 times higher. Credit soft drinks. Also, ultra-processed foods. Turns out that high fructose corn syrup accelerates cancer tumor growth via the liver. The study was conducted in animals with melanoma, breast cancer, and cervical cancer. And what happened was the high fructose corn syrup got converted into carcinogenic lipids that fed the cancer and also sped tumor growth and metastasis. So the object here would be, especially for individuals with cancer, to reduce fructose consumption, but for general prevention, probably a good idea to turn down the volume on high fructose corn syrup. This item here, well, something that's going to happen next week, is RFK Jr.'s confirmation hearing. The date has been set for next week, next Wednesday, I believe. I'll be in Washington to support that nomination. What's getting in the way of RFK Jr.'s confirmation hearing? Well, there's a lot of controversy because some physician groups have stepped up big time to oppose his nomination. They say the largest roadblock for Kennedy is his lengthy history of criticizing vaccines and amplifying, quote, conspiracies about them. So he's going to downplay that vaccine opposition, and he's also going to emphasize his advocacy for reform of our health care system. He's claimed that his time at the helm of Children's Health Defense has schooled him in some of the challenges that our children face. He claims that, rightly so, that our children are way less healthy in this generation than in previous generations, and that indeed is a concern. So there's going to be fireworks in Washington, and anticipate a lot of challenges to the approval of his nomination. He's faced immense backlash from health professionals and scientists. Conventional medicine folks were calling on the Senate not to confirm him. And so it's going to be a battle royal. And because I'm a big believer in natural health, I hope to harness the energy behind RFK Jr. To further our goals of improving diets, reducing environmental pollution, and also throttling back some of the efforts to censor health information that COVID has informed us, ultimately was correct and valuable when we criticized some of the COVID initiatives. Ultimately, some of the conspiracy theories turned out to be truth. Well, thanks very much for joining us. You can become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine by checking us out at drhoffman.com. There you can find all kinds of resources. We've got lots of podcasts. You can follow us on social media. We're on X and we're on Facebook. And you can check out drhoffmanstore.com for your supplement needs. Have yourselves a safe and healthy weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Winter is here, and so is all the coughing and sneezing it brings. Now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. You've heard me talk about how I've used Empower to supercharge my immune system. Now my friends at the Harmony Company have introduced a new and improved version of Empower called Empower Plus. This improved formula combines HCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts, with fermented wheat germ extract. Super concentrate, supercharging your immune system like never before. With more than 150 combined published research reports, Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost you need. So if you're looking for a way to handle whatever the winter throws at you, Empower Plus is the solution. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com. Or call 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get a 10% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new...
Valentine's Day isn't just for sweethearts anymore. So if you're looking for a unique gift idea, stop by Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. They have a wide selection of great gift ideas, including antique and costume jewelry, vintage rings, necklaces, bracelets, brooches, and even cufflinks. They also offer antique toys and vintage dolls, antique rugs and blankets, curtains, tablecloths, embroidered linens, furniture and china, silverware and clocks, books, and a whole lot of movies, along with collectibles, including sports memorabilia and a wide assortment of glass and artwork, kitchenware, and vintage clothing. Memory Lane is open Monday, 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Shasta Gateway Center.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Colombian President Gustavo Petro has learned a valuable lesson today. You do not mess with Donald Trump. Petro has quickly decided now to accept U.S. military planes deporting migrants. An earlier refusal today had set off a tough reaction from President Trump, who announced sharp tariffs and sanctions targeting Bogota. The Latin American leader quickly realized Mr. Trump was very serious about those tariffs. The Trump administration showing its commitment to the pro-life community.
Not only did President Trump and Vice President Vance address Friday's March for Life, the Justice Department announced that it's scaling back prosecutions against pro-life protesters. The DOJ's chief of staff said prosecutions and civil actions under the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act, or FACE Act, will now be permitted only in extraordinary circumstances. The announcement came after the president pardoned 23 people convicted of blockading abortion clinic entrances. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, a Florida man being held for making online threats against President Trump.
The FBI received a tip about posts on Facebook that led to the Friday night arrest of 46-year-old Shannon Atkins. He's charged with one count of written or electronic threats to kill, do bodily injury, or conduct a mass shooting or act of terrorism. Atkins was arrested during a traffic stop and was found to have possession of cocaine, also leading to a drug charge. He's being held without bond and lives near Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort. West Palm Beach police say the Secret Service will determine whether federal charges will be filed. George Williams reporting.
In the National Football League playoffs, Kansas City has defeated Buffalo. Philadelphia has beat Washington. That sets up the Super Bowl 2 weeks from now in New Orleans. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The following.
Let me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
The United Nations and Army officials say fighting with M23 rebels in eastern Congo has turned deadly.
The South African military says it has lost 7 members of its stabilization force in eastern Congo during fighting that's raging around Goma. 6 UN peacekeepers from South Africa, Malawi and Uruguay have also been killed. Kinshasa has no doubt that neighboring Rwanda supports the rebellion. It's ordered its diplomats in Kigali to leave and is expelling Rwandan diplomats.
Latvia's prime minister says her government has reached out to Sweden and several other Baltic Sea allies within NATO for assistance as it investigates the cause of damage to an underwater fiber optic data cable running to Sweden. Vika Salina says she was informed the cable had been severely damaged in Swedish waters. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. It was a chilly opening day for a pair of giant pandas from China at the National Zoo in the nation's capital.
Two giant pandas, Bao Li and Qing Bao, made their debut to the public at the Smithsonian National Zoo in Washington.
It is a great delight to come to the district of Panda.
Chinese Ambassador Xi Feng.
And witness the debut of Bao Li and Qing Bao together with all of you.
One Arlington, Virginia resident, Tanya Griffin, took the day off work to see the pandas.
It's very exciting. My inner child is coming out.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Now, the Supreme Court has agreed to take on a new dispute, and that is simply whether the nation's first publicly funded religious charter school should be allowed to open in Oklahoma. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Summer musical auditions are coming up at Shasta College. Come audition for our 2025 musical production of Guys and Dolls. Auditions will take place on March 10th, 2025 at 6 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater Building 500 and are open to students and the community of all ages. Ensemble members are still needed. Rehearsals will begin June 9th, 2025, and a detailed schedule will be provided to those cast. Contact Dr. Greg Thorson for more details.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program on tap with my friend and special guest in studio. He is Mr. Bruce Glenn. He's the Senior Wealth Manager and President of Rally Wealth and Benefits. And Bruce, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks, Steve. Glad to be here, and especially glad because tomorrow we get to hopefully get to the Super Bowl for the three-peat.
That's right. Fingers crossed.
That's right. And we get to, you know, poke fun at Mr. Producer Sean for wearing his Broncos gear.
Oh, no, he's wearing his Broncos gear. What? Sean, that's the wrong shirt.
What goes up must come down, gentlemen.
Well,
and I've got a feeling it's coming real soon.
Oh, boy. Hey, now that's sacrilege.
By the way, Super Bowl is a licensed trademark in the NFL. We shall refer to it as the big game.
As the big, the champion. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Thank you. Thank you for that.
I don't think three-peat's registered yet, though. Nobody's done it.
We need to register that. That's right. Let's register that and sell it back to them. So. But, hey, Sean, we've walked through the shadow of the valley of, what is it? The shadow of the valley of the death. That's right. I get that right. So, football wise, yeah. and we're enjoying being up on top here for a while. So.
Yeah. Oh, I get it. Trust me, Denver had their moment as well, so I do get it. But yep. I just got breaking news that the Buffalo Bills have already been flagged for a roughing the passer call.
they're proactively flagging them. So. All right. If you want to reach out to Bruce and the wonderful team at Rally Wealth and Benefits, give you a couple of numbers here in the Kansas City area, 913-308-0277. Outside of that area, anywhere around the country, toll-free 888-241-2361 or online at rallywb.com. And Bruce, we're going to talk about annuities today. We'll just start off with kind of 101. What is an annuity?
Well, good question, Steve. An annuity is an insurance company product. And it has some tax code allowances, allowed some money inside an annuity to grow without being taxed as it's inside that mechanism. And a lot of times annuities are what fund a pension for a lot of companies.
Okay.
But they are guaranteed by the full faith of the insurance company.
Okay. All right. And are there different types of these annuities?
There are a lot of different types. I'm going to cover the four main ones.
Okay.
One's nicknamed SPIA. That stands for Single Premium Immediate Annuity.
Okay.
Another one is a fixed annuity. Then they have fixed indexed annuities. Those are a little bit newer. And then you have your variable annuities. Those are kind of the four big ones.
Okay, and then can you explain the differences between the big four there?
Sure, just kind of at a high level. So there's so much to go into. We don't have time for it all today. So starting off with the SPIA, or the Single Premium Immediate Annuity, that's typically an annuity that somebody is going to get a guaranteed income for life payment, but they've given up the rights to their money. They can have a couple of little buffers on there, but generally speaking, they're kind of exchanging the money in exchange for a lifetime paycheck.
Okay.
Okay. And then fixed annuity, that's kind of like a CD that a bank would offer in that it has a specific maturity date and a specific interest payment the insurance company is going to give you over that time frame. So
okay.
It might be like a 1 year, or 2, 3, 4, 5 year. They could be different variances.
Okay.
Time. So that's kind of what that would be.
Okay.
And then the fixed index annuity, again, a little bit newer. That's an annuity that is kind of tied to an index, like an S&P 500 index. You may have different indexes you can pick from. So it'll give you some level of performance based on how that market did. Now, these have a lot of different variations on them, but that's at a high level, they're kind of, you know, tied to that. They can also offer some kind of a buffer where they might give you some downside protection, but they're going to typically keep, they're not going to give you all the participation because they have to pay for it. So they're kind of betting on the market being better than what they're going to pay you so they can afford to give you a guarantee if the market's down where you're not taking all the hit on that. Then the last one that I like to, cover as far as the four big ones, it would be the variable annuity. That's where you're actually having typically mutual funds inside of the annuity for your investment. So you're participating in the market, but because they'll typically give you all the performance of the market, they will have specific line item fees that can rack up to be quite a bit. So you got to be careful about all these, first of all.
Yeah.
But they'll have, different components to them.
Okay. All right. And for someone who may be skeptical or unsure about annuities, can you give the history of annuities and how they've evolved over the years?
Sure. So kind of at a high level and briefly. So annuities kind of got sort of a bad rap because annuities before 2002, you basically, the only way you could get use an annuity and get a guaranteed income for life payment was that if you died, the money was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that happened to enough people out there, the annuities kind of got a bad name. But really, annuities are kind of like a menu at a restaurant. You've got a lot of different versions of them, a lot of different types, a lot of different bells and whistles and benefits and features. But, that's basically where they started at. And then over time, they started, allowing people to keep the money if they died and different features that would happen and how you can invest in them and all these different types of things as well. But they do have kind of a bad reputation out there with a lot of people because people have gotten stung by the fact that there was no residual money left when their parents died or whoever passed away.
Well, it sounds like they said, okay, they looked at that and they saw the hit they took, and they're like, okay, noted, we need to change these things to make them a little more client-friendly and a little more attractive and try to turn that around. So,
yeah, absolutely.
That
type of annuity is still out there. That's a single premium immediate annuity.
Yeah, yeah.
That's still out there, but there's a lot of other types of annuities now that weren't as many before.
Okay. All right. And how can someone choose the annuity that is right for, say, their specific situation?
Right. And so the first thing I would say is that annuities are not for everybody. They're only for specific situations. You got to have a careful analysis. We do a really deep dive in what we call Money Guide Pro planning level. And it's really got to be something somebody really needs. And I think the need has to boil down to, at a high level again, do they have a need for a tax shelter? And if so, some non-IRA money can be put into it, and you can grow without being taxed. It kind of acts like an IRA, similar to an IRA as far as tax treatment. That could be a valid reason to have an annuity if the costs are low enough. And maybe, and this is where I see them used a lot of times the right way, is if somebody has a shortfall between what their expense needs are per month and what their Social Security or pensions are going to provide for them. If they've got a gap in there and they want peace of mind, an insurance company can give them an insured product, again, backed up by the insurance company itself. So it's not FDIC insured or anything, but it can give somebody a peace of mind. They've got that extra income check coming in that can be a valuable item for some people. One thing that's really careful, you got to be careful about, Steve. A lot of times I see this happen they get misused, especially when it's like somebody that works for a captive company. Because there's hundreds of insurance companies out there with hundreds of products out there available. But when you have somebody that works for a captive company, a lot of times they're just going to push annuities way too much. And the rule of thumb is you really shouldn't put more than 40, maybe at max 50% of your liquid money into some sort of an annuity, because even if you can get the money back if you want to, you're buying it for a benefit of some sort, right? So you don't want to use up all of your liquidity. So that's something I see a big mistake with annuities a lot of times. And again, it kind of helps add to the, you know, the bad reputation that they have overall.
Okay. And what should someone who's considering an annuity expect during the process of choosing an annuity?
Right. So, again, there's hundreds of companies out there. So you want to make sure you're shopping the full market and work with somebody who knows the full market, you know, an independent advisor that, that's working on your best interest, as we always like to say, as a fiduciary, something that's really looking out for your best interest. And not so like annuities can pay these people who are selling annuities massive amounts of money. So you got to be careful that it's not something that they're making a lot of money for, that's more in the seller's advantage than it is for the client.
Sure.
So be careful about that. They should give you an illustration of how it's going to work. You know, and make sure you read that carefully. Make sure that they really tell you the good, the bad, and the ugly, because I will tell you there's no perfect investment out there. They all have good points. They all have some drawbacks, and they all have some, you know, kind of ugly points, too. So you really need to understand them very carefully. They can be a complicated product. And then make sure that whoever you're working with on that can explain why it benefits you as a client, because that's just critical. You got to make sure it's for your best interest.
All right. And what about people who already have an annuity?
Yeah, great question. A lot of people have annuities already. So what I do for folks like that is we'll do a conference call with the client or the prospective client and the insurance company with 800 number. I'll get them on the phone and I'll find out some details. Is this a qualified, meaning it's an IRA annuity or not an IRA annuity? What are the fee? What type of an annuity is it? What are the fees on it? There's an M&E fee. There's an administration fee. There may be some investment fees. Does it have a rider on it? If so, how does that work? What are the fees for the rider? And just really dig in on about 30 different questions that I would go through and analyze and ask that. And then the client has heard me ask that. They've heard the answers. And then after the call's over, I will explain to the client what they have and what made, you know, the good, the bad, and ugly of those answers. And then compare if is it worthwhile or not worthwhile.
If you have questions about your annuity, reach out to Bruce Glenn, the Senior Wealth Manager and President of Rally Wealth and Benefits, and we'll have a whole lot more coming up next. But first, let's not forget about that Senior Care Live question of the week. Annuities provide guaranteed income. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
I'm Steve Keeker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families. And I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
If you're in business, then you know what it feels like to be confused about what's currently working to grow your business and also what's actually wasting your time. Join us on the Success Explained podcast, where we break down exactly what it takes to grow any business in any economy. My name's Chris Guerrero, and I've spent over 30 years building, selling, and investing in companies. And I know the few key actions that consistently grow companies and create personal wealth. And you can plug into all these tips for free on the Success Explained podcast. Just go to successexplained.com and you'll get access to the same tips that have grown over a dozen companies in my personal portfolio. And you'll hear from other business titans as we uncover topics rarely discussed outside closed boardroom doors. It's all free right now at successexplained.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate Show, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA. You can learn more about us at the website americashealthcareadvocate.com. All the shows are posted up there. They're also on 15 podcast platforms and on our YouTube channel, America's Healthcare Advocate. My producers today behind the microphones, Mr. Darren Wilhite behind the cameras, doing all the camera work, Mr. Dave Thiessen, the gentleman that put all this together so we can get it up on those podcast platforms and on the YouTube channel. So in studio with me, Todd Houston, we are talking about BraveWind Benefits and the plans that BraveWind Benefits is going to be offering to small employers. And that's really what BraveWind Benefits is about, is targeting the small employer in the marketplace where they are not finding relief today. So the website is BraveWindBenefits.com. That's BraveWindBenefits.com. Todd, you know, we kind of segued out of that conversation a minute ago about level premium. And I look at level premium as short-term gain, long-term pain. Because you go into it and on a level premium plan, all the carriers are offering these things, and it looks really good in the first year. But so let's say you have two good years, but then the third year, you know, somebody comes in that has, you know, a heart attack, a stroke, or cancer, or you have a couple of those. Like this group I looked at yesterday, with the four, there were four people on there with cancer or heart attack and stroke issues. So they blew the plan up for 149 people. So talk a little bit about why those level funded, level premium plans, whatever you want to call them, why they're not a long-term solution for the small group employer.
So they're not a long-term the way the carriers run them is not a long-term solution. The way we're proposing them is different. So with most carriers, you're giving up a portion of any unused claim dollars. So in your example, you had two good years and then a year where claims went bad. But you forfeited, you know, sometimes up to 66% of your claim fund to the carrier for the benefit of doing business with them. And then there's things like PBM rebates, pharmacy benefit manager rebates that the carrier keeps. They never tell the employer that they exist. And so those plans, that's why they tend to blow up. There's ways to structure those so that it's much fairer for the employer, and that's what we're trying to do. But it is an issue with a small group when you have it. If claims turn bad, there's not a lot you can do.
Yeah.
You know.
So we talked about the Pareto model, and Pareto is a fabulous, you know, I was one of the first brokers to work with Pareto years ago, and Pareto's got a great program. It's wonderful. The problem is that you've got to have 100 lives or more, right, or $1 million in premium to qualify, and then you've got to come in and make a capital contribution to get in, and a guy that's got 25 employees or 40 employees or 50 employees or 60 employees, he's not going to qualify. He's not going to be a big enough fish into the Pareto model to make that work. So they are really kind of boxed in right now without a lot of solutions. And the brokers don't have a lot of resources to go find those solutions, which is one of the reasons why we're doing this broadcast today and talking about this.
Yeah, it is. And that's what we did. When we built this program, we looked for employers that go all the way down to three that can come into this product, into this program, which is a huge difference. And we can go up to however large an employer needs to be. We build all of the costs into a monthly fee structure so that they don't have to capitalize up front, which is one of the problems for a lot of these trust and captive models. The employer has to capitalize up front. They don't have the cash. They don't have the money to do it, so they're left out. And then by removing that size requirement, you know, you don't have to be over 100 employees. You don't have to be $1 million in premium and all those other parameters. We've opened it up to a lot more employers.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned pharmacy benefit managers. That's funny because the Wall Street Journal had a huge editorial today on PBMs. And Lena Khan, who is the Health and Human Services or FCC, whatever, I can't remember which part of the alphabet soup in the government she's the head of, but she's coming down really hard on PBMs and making it look like the PBMs are the problem here. And when you talk about rebates and all the rest of it. So let's address that a little bit about and how our model differs on the PBM side from the model that you see typically from the carrier or you know, even Pareto as far as that's concerned.
Yeah, so look at one thing about healthcare that's insane, right? You had Aetna acquired by CVS.
You got a drugstore running an insurance company. That's the way I like to call it.
And you had Cigna by Express Scripts.
Yeah.
So they understand that there's a lot of money in the pharmacy, you know, benefit.
There's a reason CVS bought Aetna.
Yeah, and so I always say like the PBM is the black box that nobody ever knows what the heck happens. You have no idea. You have a contract that says you get a certain price structure. You have no way to go in and audit that to make sure that you're actually getting AWP, average wholesale price, minus a percentage. You just can't. And so that's one of the problems that employers run up against. They just don't know. And there are a lot of rebates that are offered on drugs. But if you're getting a rebate on a drug, that means you're not using a generic equivalent. So, I mean, there's a lot of things to think about when you have, you know, drug costs. But rebates can be pretty significant. And so, like, a lot of the carriers, what they do is they'll keep all the rebate dollars.
That's right.
And then they'll also make spread pricing on the cost of the drug. So all of a sudden, what you thought was a great deal and, you know, you're getting a good deal, through this pharmacy network, you're really not. You know, and it's just driving your costs. So we're starting to see the spend portion on prescription approach 40% of the total healthcare spend.
And, you know, 10 years ago it was 20-25%, yeah. And it's climbing. It's continued to climb, which is why there's all this focus on it right now. And by the way, PBM is pharmacy benefit manager. They're the people that put the prescriptions, that's where you get, they're the conduit, whether you go to a CVS pharmacy or you go to a Rite Aid or whatever you may do. Those PBMs are pharmacy benefit managers. They manage those benefits, and then when you go to get them, you're getting them through that PBM, so people understand what that is.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And so that 40% number is going to continue to grow. The specialty drug pipeline is huge right now. You're finding a lot of people on specialty meds. I always say to people, if you see it advertised during a sporting event, it's expensive. And so it's pretty standard. But, you know, we're seeing a lot of, you know, drug costs that are, you know, $10,000 a month, $15,000 a month, and it's really crippling health plans. So,
it is. So, and there are solutions to that, and we have some of those solutions at Braidwin, and a lot of it has to do with drug importation. So, and there are also programs like the PIP and PAP program where you can actually apply to the pharmacy, and get the product at a very low cost, right?
There is, yeah. And you know, again, I always say to people, you have to do something different if you want to control cost. And so one thing is to create a formulary. So that's what drugs are covered under your pharmacy benefit manager. Create a formulary that excludes certain medications so that you can apply for foundational assistance to get that drug covered, or you can import that drug at a lot lower cost.
And so what just to be clear, we're not saying that you set this formulary up and you take Humira out and then nobody can get Humira. What we're saying is you have a formulary that covers 90% of what people need. Then there's another 10 or 15 or 20%, whatever it is, that's not in that particular formulary. Whether growth hormones, pick one, all right? And what our plans do, what the Bravewind plans do, is they set up a method where you either apply for assistance direct from the pharmacy, whoever, you know, created that particular drug, or you do the importation from Canada, New Zealand, Australia, and they are equivalent to what we have here in the States. So that's a little bit of information about that. When we come back from the break, we're going to actually get into the plans and talk about what we see as the solution at Bravewind Benefits. Stay tuned. We've got more. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate, broadcasting here on the HIA Radio Network, coast to coast across the USA. Don't go anywhere.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
this toxic curriculum will destroy our country. I'm Nicholas Giordano, higher education fellow at Campus Reform, and I've had a front row seat to the anti-American push in our education system through DEI. DEI teaches that America is inherently racist and that oppression is ingrained. It encourages segregation, tribalism, and victimhood. It is the opposite of E Pluribus Unum, out of many, one. We must root out this virus. We must reestablish an education system that teaches our national values and is not ashamed of American exceptionalism. We must teach the next generation to love this great country. The Leadership Institute's Campus Reform is exposing the DEI agenda in education, from history and language arts to the sciences and math. Visit campusreform.org to learn more. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
My message to veterans, active duty, retired, is that really seriously look at the VA home loan program. I've done it 3 times now, so I'm a repeat customer. We found a house here that we felt would be a great environment for our children to grow up in. It has been transformational to my family.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Now the Hollywood liberals are obsessed about looting. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Some of the Hollywood elites have threatened to shoot people who loot their property. Where were they during the George Floyd riots? Celine Dion didn't mind looting during Hurricane Katrina because it wasn't her stuff. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate Show, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA. You can learn more about us by going to the website, americashealthcareadvocate.com. In studio with me, Todd Houston. We're talking about the plans from Bravewind Benefits. The website is bravewindbenefits.com. And so today's show is focusing to brokers and employers out there that are in the small group market because, you know, everybody, you know, there are a lot of brokers out there that, you know, want to do that 100, 200, 300 life group. But there's a gap here for the small employer, the employer that you heard Todd say, you know, these plans go down to 3 lives. Okay. So, you know, to give you an idea of how small, but you can put these same tools in place that will lower the cost and make sense out of this so you actually understand what you're doing with your health care dollars or your health insurance dollars, whichever way you want to call it. And we left a minute ago talking about, you know, the cost of prescription drugs. 40% of your spend, of your claims dollar that's going out the door, is on medication. So let's go back to this for a minute. You know, people always are concerned, well, if I get that drug from Canada or New Zealand, is that going to be as good as the drugs here in the United States?
It's the same one.
Right.
It's the same manufacturer.
Yeah.
So it's the same brand drug. It's going to read the same. So if it's, you know, you use the example of Humira, you get Humira from Canada, it's going to be Humira. It's just where it comes from. And so, it's absolutely safe. It's the same exact drug.
So, and then talk a little bit about these assistance programs. The acronym is PIP and PAP. And those are prescription drug assistance programs, PAP, if you will. Talk a little bit about how that works, and we do the work for them. You know, we're not saying here's the paperwork, you go file it.
Yeah.
But we do the work,
right.
So that's the
Absolutely.
Difference here.
Yeah, it is. So the strange thing about healthcare, just in general, is nobody understands what the cost of it is, including the physicians. So if you go in and your doctor writes you a prescription, he has no clue what it's going to cost your health plan when you walk out that door. And a lot of times if you explain that to the physician, you know, they sometimes will help you apply for the foundational assistance. But, you know, most of them don't. And most people don't know to ask
the
question.
They don't want to deal with it.
Yeah. And they walk out the door and they're left, you know, holding the bag. What we do is work really closely with the different pharmacy benefit managers that we have contracts with to reach out to us when they have what's called a prior authorization. So anytime you're going in for a high-cost medication, they're going to reach out from the pharmacy or, you know, to the PBM. And if they stop that drug at that fill, we can then step in and help that person. But it's about knowing when that happens. So that's one of the things we do is forging really strong relationships with the PBMs so that we know – before that person ever fills that drug, that this high-cost drug is coming down the pike. And then we can get involved in trying to either handle it through importation or what they call foundational assistance or PAP. If it's going to be covered under PAP, it has to be excluded under your health plan. There's no way to have your cake and eat it too. So what we do is create a formulary that excludes it, but we'll be able to source that drug either through importation or through foundational assistance, and it saves the plan all that money.
So do you see what we're doing here? By putting a formulary in that takes those drugs out, you're not denying people the access to the drug. What you're doing is using a different methodology for getting the drug, and you're not jacking up the price of the health plan to cover that specific med for one or two people maybe on the plan. So that's, and especially if you're a small group, you know, when you're dealing with those kind of medications and that's driving your cost up, you don't have that many people to spread that cost among. You're not 25, 30 employees. You've got somebody taking a growth hormone. They're going to knock you out of the ballpark.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We used to see that. I mean, with groups that were 25 and 30 with a person who was on Humira. And, you know, the condition would be psoriasis. So nobody would show up on any trigger diagnosis report. No, there would be no red flag that this is a high cost, like a high cost claim. And then all of a sudden, because of the drug cost, it, you know, you have a $120,000 claim.
Now connect the dots. Now we get back to the end of the year and it's time for the renewal and you're on that level premium plan. Guess what? It just blew up.
It just blew up.
So now let's talk about why ours are going to be different on the level premium model, why they are different, and then we'll segue into the topic of reference-based pricing because there's a hell of a lot of confusion around that particular topic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I think the first thing that makes us different is we'll go down to three lives. So that right out of the bat is something that's completely different. Most of your level-funded plans really cut off at 25 lives. And like you said, it's really hard to get competitive or – things can blow up really fast if you have 25 lives. You know, that's one thing. The other is speed to quote. So we've created a quoting mechanism that we can, for the most part, turn quotes around in 72 hours.
That's remarkable.
Yeah, and for level funded, that's big.
Yeah, for brokers out there, this is a huge deal. 72 hours and you get a quote. Employer, it's the same thing. Okay, so.
Yeah, absolutely. The other thing is we've created turnkey solutions for employers. So for that small, like, group trust and captive product, we've built a series of plans. We can customize it, but we've built a series of 11 or 13 plans. They have all of the PBM is built in, the telemedicine's built in, all of the audit functions are built in. Everything's already turnkey. It's completely included. And we do that on the level funded for the larger groups too. So it's, you know, there's an option to get that turnkey product or to customize it. So, you know, that's one thing. The other is we use AI underwriting tools. Right now we have one that we utilize. We can use that for groups over 10, so we can use the census to start the underwriting process. That doesn't guarantee that we can bind it with that information, but at least it's a starting point. And then we're looking at other options, always exploring other options to look at a tool to even quote smaller groups on an AI tool so that we can get groups quoted without having to do applications.
Yeah, and that's that. And you're a broker, you're listening to this, you know what a pain doing applications is, trying to get the employees to fill them out, and then they've got to come back correct. And if they're not correct, you can't submit them, you know, because these are all done digitally now online. So you miss a line and it won't go any further. It'll stop, you know. And so those are the things that get eliminated here. By doing the underwriting using AI, we're able to put these things in place. We know what the group looks like. We have a pretty good idea what their health overall picture is, and that helps us understand how to rate. It also helps us direct different tools. For instance, as Todd just talked about, I keep going back to this PBM thing, but when you look at the pharmacy side, if you do the AI and the AI comes back and says, you've got people on, you know, four or five medications that are $10,000 a month, you've got an issue here.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the interesting thing to me is when you take that back to the broker or to the employer, they don't know. They have no clue what's going on. And so, you know, they may say, well, Todd shows up to work every day. Well, that's great that I show up to work every day, but I may be on a med that's $10,000 a month. So what we do is give them information that's actually actionable. Like, here's information that you can use to control your costs. And we can tell them exactly the impact we can have on that cost. So that $10,000 drug we can get for $1,800. I mean, right there, it makes a huge difference. And so we can provide that information up front. to the employer.
Yeah, and so what you're doing is you're putting tools in place that allow them to and we're back to you can't manage what you can't measure.
Yeah.
You know, when you can measure what your spend is and what you're spending it on, then you have a way to manage it in the back to the, you know, to the pharmacy situation. By being able to do the drug importation or do the PIP or PAP program, you're not denying the people the opportunity to get those medications. You're saying they can't have them. You're taking them out of the formulary, lowering the cost, and using another methodology to cover that. We've also got, you know, the My Life Doc, you know, video online doctors people can use, and that's a pretty amazing program.
It is, and so it's a zero copay. And that's always one of the problems with, you know, in the old teledoc world, which was one of the early companies everyone knew about. The second I always say free sells best in healthcare. So if it's free, you know, people will gravitate towards it. So if you had, a requirement where the person had to pay a copay, whether it was $5 or $10 or $15, you know, they tended not to use it. So what we did is created something that had zero copay. And it has telemedicine, it has urgent care telemedicine, and mental health telemedicine. So there's three different components to it, and they're all zero copay. So what we do is really try to work with that care, the entity we work with My Life Doc, in driving knowledge. Because if people know it exists and use it one time, they're usually hooked on it. And if we can get people to use it and keep them from going to the urgent care or the ER, we can really cut costs.
So you see what happens here? You're the employer. Now you're going to be able to go to your employees. You know what? We've got My Life Doc. You can go online, dial up the doctor. In fact, if you like the primary care doc you get, you can actually keep that doctor and keep going back to them. So instead of running Johnny to the urgent care when he comes home at 4 o'clock in the afternoon from school because he's got pink eye or conjunctivitis, you can go up online, get your doctor, let him look at Johnny, and he'll say, you know what? He needs penicillin, whatever that is, okay? The med's ready at the pharmacy, you pick it up and you're done. The convenience of it, the fact that you're not paying for it, and the fact that you're offering your employees something they don't have makes a big difference. And that's the whole idea here, again, is to offer solutions to the problems that are going to make sense for the employers and lower the cost of health care. It can be done, and this is one of the ways you do it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back for the break. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate, broadcasting here on the HIA Radio Network. BraveWind.com is the website. If you're a broker, your employer, you want to learn more, go there, send us an email. We'll be happy to chat with you. Stay right there. We'll be back.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
Him saying that he never wanted to work for anybody else or just being able to work on your own, I feel like that's something that I also would like to do.
Yeah. And it's interesting, right, because he was part of the team. He was president of a student government. So, Joe, what advice do you have for Eileen?
It's not easy. Hard. Matter of fact, if it was easy, everybody would do it. You fail. People question what you're doing. But I'll say to you, if you stay steadfast to your dreams and your goals, we'll get there. The world has a perfect accounting system. The more you do, the more you get. Help other people, work hard, and guess what?
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
60 Seconds of Service. This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community.
From Lisle, Illinois, officials, first responders, friends, and neighbors were on hand last week as the community gathered to see selfless veteran and volunteer Don Smith, honored with the renaming of the block he's lived on for 33 years. The man who secured more than $600,000 in materials through the Home Depot Veterans Grant Foundation and inspired hundreds of fellow volunteers became emotional as he spoke before the sign was revealed designating his stretch of Cascade Drive as Honorary Donald B. Smith Way.
Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome back. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate Show, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA here on the HI Radio Network. You can find out more about us by going to the website, americashealthcareadvocate.com. Hey, maybe, you know, you're in a shop with 3 or 4 brokers, and maybe you own the agency, and this is something you want to tell them about. You don't have to go through the whole explanation. Go up on the podcast platform or go on the YouTube platform, have them listen to it or see what the show is so they get an understanding of it, and then you can reach out to us at bravewindbenefits.com. We'll be happy to get you contracted and show you some of the plans and the offerings that we have. If you're an employer, reach out to us. We'll connect you with a broker that understands the plans, and we'll get you set up. It's bravewindbenefits.com. That's the website. All right, so this model on the health insurance side came out a number of years ago. I don't know, was it maybe 8, 9 years ago, Todd, the reference-based pricing? Mm-hmm. And everybody kind of jumped on the bandwagon, and then the boogeyman came out. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And they all blew up. They weren't being managed the right way. Employers jumped on it because it was going to lower costs. Employees didn't understand it. There was huge dissatisfaction. And so they've kind of gotten a black eye. But there's a way to do reference-based pricing where it makes sense, and it can lower the cost significantly. So talk about that and the right way to do it, which is how we do it, we think, at Bravewind.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're right. It did tend to blow up. And the biggest thing was lack of education. So if you roll out a program and you say to your employees, it's just like what you had before, and they look at a schedule of benefits and they see a deductible and a copay and it looks the same, and then they go and it's reference-based pricing, it turns into a disaster. If the employee isn't educated. So that's the whole trick. We do it a little bit differently. So we utilize either PHCS or First Health, where we have a network for the physician and ancillary facilities. So if you're going to get a lab work done or an MRI or
green imaging.
Green imaging, exactly. So that helps about, you know, when we were talking earlier, your example, the four employees that blew up that health plan, most of your people, probably 90% of it, is doctor office visits, urgent care, and Rx, prescriptions. So, you know, something that has a network is going to take care of 90% of the visits. And then what you have to do is we get really involved from an advocacy side. We have advocates that are there. Again, education on the front end, but then when an employee is going into the hospital, we, you know, through pre-certification, we're being informed that that person's going in for surgery. We reach out to the center and then try to negotiate on the front end like a reimbursement schedule that matches. And generally, we can save the employer a lot of money by doing that because we're doing it beforehand. A lot of times, we've paid for the surgery before the person even shows up. So it's really convenient. But that hand-holding is what you really need to do with the employee. You don't want them to be surprised. You don't want them to walk out of the hospital and get a balanced bill for $100,000 because then everybody loses.
Right, and scares the hell out of them.
Scares the hell out of them.
Because, and they think they're responsible, and they're not. So the key to this thing is making sure that you, and I've done these plans before with employees where you actually sit down, you hand out the material, you explain it, and you explain how it works. So we'll go back to green imaging for a minute. The way the green imaging program works for us is they go in with a voucher. They don't have a copay. They don't have a coinsurance. They don't have a deductible. They have nothing because we've got a direct contract with this group of people that do these MRIs, CAT scans, x-rays, all of it, all over the country. That's a cost-saving tool. That's what we're talking about. Okay, the same thing with surgical centers. There's a surgical center in Oklahoma, and that particular surgical center specializes in reference-based pricing plans. And it's one of the better surgical centers in the country. The funny thing is they actually list every procedure they have online.
And the cost.
And the cost.
Yeah.
And here's what you don't know. These hospitals are marking these costs up 200%, 300%, 400%. That's yeah, there's a discount the carrier gets, but it's not the same as us going in to negotiate up front with the hospital and you want to have a hip replacement done and it's $35,000 as opposed to $120,000. And that's an example of kind of the thing that goes on, right?
Yeah, that's a perfect example because that's exactly what happens. But it, you know, from our standpoint, it's really those advocates and how they interact with the employee is the most important thing. So being accessible, helping an employee, and holding their hand so that it's not frightening. I mean, that's what we do.
Yeah.
And that's
so
how we make reference-based pricing.
So our advocate's going to reach out to the hospital. Mm-hmm. They're going to get everything approved so that you're not going in, your employee's not going and think, oh, my God, I'm going to get balance billed or I'm going to get a bill from the hospital. And if, by mistake, because hospitals do make mistakes, they do happen to get a bill from the hospital, all you got to do is call us, our advocate, to get involved and take the thing over. They have no responsibility for that. But the key, as Todd said, is you can make this model work, and it can make a huge difference. You can lower costs 30-40% sometimes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, tie that to the PBM we just talked about, and ask yourself, what is that going to do to your spend?
Yeah, you'll see. You can see groups, if they really embrace reference-based pricing in the medication program, cut their costs by 50% easily.
Right.
On their actual claim spend.
Think about that, okay? If you could reduce your costs by that much, and here's what I always tell employers when I was doing this back in the day. Where could you repurpose those dollars? Do you need newer equipment in the shop? Do you want to pay bonuses? Do you want to add a benefit? Maybe you want to add a vision or a dental plan or something. You've got money now to do that. Because benefits are the second most important piece that an employee is going to ask when they come to work. First of all, what's my salary? And second, what are my benefits?
Yeah, and to me it's interesting because with employers, like you just said, it's the second most expensive thing on their P&L, their payroll, and then their benefits. And they have no clue how they're spending that money.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of the theme of what we're talking about here. You know, if you understand what you're spending and you understand where it's going, then you certainly know how to manage. But, you know, it's really kind of funny. I heard this explained this way. I was at one of the Pareto conferences, actually. I think it was Kavanaugh or Clayton said, you know, if you're sitting out there in the audience, how many of you, you know, renegotiate your contracts with your suppliers every year? So you're in the roofing business, and you buy shingles, and you buy tar, and you buy all the things. And every year, those suppliers come in, and you negotiate with them. You don't do that with healthcare. That's not how it works, because you can't. Right. Okay. In the current models, it doesn't work that way. What we're saying to you is there's a better way to do this. There's a smarter way to do this. And you don't have to be a 100, 200, 300 life plan to be able to do it. And if you're tired of doing it the way that it's working now and it's not working for you and you can't control the costs, and you know what most employers do is they cost shift. They raise the deductible. They change the copays. They try to figure out a way to do it where they can keep the plan in place. And then you've got employees that are not happy, okay, because you're
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the building? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Colombia agrees to accept deported illegal immigrants after a tariff clash with President Trump. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
When the Colombian government refused to accept military flights carrying detained migrants from the U.S. over the weekend, the president retaliated. He announced an immediate 25% tariff, a travel ban, and visa restrictions. Colombia's president resisted at first, but late Sunday night the White House said Colombia had agreed to all of President Trump's terms, including the acceptance of deported migrants arriving on U.S. military aircraft. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump's border czars promising that illegal immigration raids will expand. He told ABC's This Week that ICE raids will soon go beyond illegal immigrants convicted of crimes. He also confirmed that immigration authorities will not hesitate to raid schools, churches, and hospitals, locations that agents were not allowed to enter under the Biden and Obama administrations after Obama put that in place. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans were surprised by Joe Biden's pardoning of his family before leaving office.
Pardoning his family for more than a decade of whatever activity, any nonviolent offenses, it was breathtaking to us. I don't think anything like that's ever been anticipated. And by the way, go look at the tape 4 years ago when it was just implied that President Trump might do something similar. They were apoplectic. Joe Biden himself, Adam Schiff, Chuck Schumer.
IRS will start accepting and processing 2024 income tax returns Monday. The official deadline to file your taxes is still April 15th. The agency did note individuals and businesses affected by the wildfires in Southern California now have until October 15th to file their taxes. California also aligned the state tax deadline with the IRS. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan. The contract.
You hear the term living better. What do you think about? More money, a bigger house, maybe a yacht. What about how you feel physically? How do you wake up each day? How do you sleep during the night? What activities you can and cannot do? When you feel good, life is good. So if pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally, developed by doctors. It doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or even eliminate pain. How do I know? Absolutely, I'm a customer. I take Relief Factor daily. No lower back pain for me anymore. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Give their 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just one phone call. 800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor. Relief wherever you're hurting. In 3 weeks or even days, Relief Factor can give you a chance to rediscover the true meaning of living better again. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF for the one and only Relief Factor.
One of the all-time greats is not happy with the way the music industry is headed.
Paul McCartney calling on the British government to not make a change in copyright laws that he says would let artificial intelligence companies rip off the artist. The government in London considering whether to allow tech firms to use copyrighted material in order to train artificial intelligence models, unless the creator or writer should opt out. Sir Paul says the move would let anyone who wants your music to simply rip you off. Jason Walker reporting.
An organic milk brand issues a recall for thousands of cartons due to spoilage risk. More than 1,900 cases of Horizon Organic Aseptic Plain Whole Milk 8-ounce cartons have been recalled. On January 17th, the recall was upgraded to a Class 2 for the milk was sold in Arizona, California, Nevada. Townhall.com. President Trump says coal is the answer to AI power needs. Ron Taylor explains.
President Trump's return to office could bring some temporary relief to the beleaguered U.S. coal industry. The president suggested coal can be counted on to help meet surging electricity demand to power manufacturing and the massive data centers needed for artificial intelligence. The country has vast reserves of coal, much of it belonging to the federal government and extracted at vast mines in Wyoming and Montana. Even so, coal has been losing ground to cheaper natural gas and renewable energy for years. Analysts say power demand and less environmental regulation under Trump could help delay some coal plant retirements. Ron Taylor reporting.
Pharmaceutical giant Pfizer will pay almost $60 million to settle charges of paying kickbacks to doctors who prescribed their drugs. Friday, the Justice Department announced the scheme involved improper gifts to encourage medical professionals to prescribe a migraine medication. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
Get ready for laughter, chaos, and unforgettable fun.
Riverfront Playhouse proudly presents The Odd Couple, female version by Neil Simon, directed by Sean Sampson.
From January 24th to February 9th, step into the hilariously mismatched world of two roommates,
Olive and Florence, as they navigate friendship, humor, and plenty of surprises.
It's a fresh twist on a classic comedy.
Grab your tickets now at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Don't miss this side-splitting comedy
sponsored by this station
and these amazing pro-arts businesses.
Ed Robertson inviting you to join us for the next edition of TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR. We will play part two of our conversation with Pat Boone, plus we'll welcome Emmy Award-winning actress Louise Schaefer. Louise Schaefer, one of the stars of Ryan's Hope. That's TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, KCNR.
Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Kaufman. We have lots to talk about this weekend, and you can participate by calling 877-726-8255. You can call anytime you like during the week, 24/7. 877-726-8255 gets you into the doctor's office. You can record a question. We'll be tackling some of those recorded questions. The reason for that is that this program is heard in its usual time slot by some people, but it is also heard all over the country at different times. Sometimes in the afternoon, sometimes in the morning, sometimes in the evening. And it's also heard as a podcast because we convert this program into a podcast that you can find at drhoffman.com or through your usual podcast service, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, etc. You can call 877-726-8255 and pose a question about intelligent medicine, the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies with an emphasis on low-tech, non-invasive, natural approaches. That's the theme of this program. We got lots to talk about this weekend, but I want to start with this headline. United States dementia cases estimated to double by 2060. They say that that dementia risk translates into an estimated 500,000 cases this year, rising to 1 million new cases a year by 2060, a year in which I will turn 108. So I'm not sure how consequential it is for baby boomers, but it is for millennials and Gen X folks who may well survive to the mid-21st century. And so what to do about this? Well, I've often emphasized about how important lifestyle is, how important exercise is, how certain supplements can help us preserve our cognitive faculties. But the press, the mainstream media, has a solution for us. And their solution, according to a headline here that I'm looking at in CNN Health News, CNN.com, keep your red meat to these limits to protect your brain health, experts say. And that is in the wake of a new study. According to the reporting at CNN, reducing your red meat consumption could have many positive impacts on your heart, the environment, and maybe even on your long-term cognitive health, according to a new study. This is a brand new study that is entitled Long-Term Intake of Red Meat in Relation to Dementia Risk and Cognitive Function in U.S. Adults. We'll come back to that study in just a moment. They say that those who ate a quarter of a serving or more of processed red meats, just a quarter of a serving or more of processed red meats, such as bacon, bologna, and hot dogs, had a 13% higher chance of developing dementia than those who had less than one-tenth of a serving per day, according to a study published Wednesday in the journal Neurology. A serving of red meat is usually around 3 ounces. So that's really a tiny amount that is going to impair our cognitive function, according to the study. It translates to 3 ounces is just 2 slices of bacon, or 1.5 slices of bologna, or 1 hot dog. And they're talking about risk associated with 1/10 of a serving per day. My goodness, how toxic could that be? Well, I looked at the study, and as usual, there's some problems with the study. First of all, it's an observational study. And in nutrition research, one of the worst ways to demonstrate something is through an observational study. In other words, if you do a randomized controlled trial, let's say we take a bunch of people and we assign them to eating hot dogs, bologna, and bacon for 20 years, whereas we prohibit some people from eating any of those things, and then we check in with them later, that's a randomized controlled trial, right, going forward. But these are retrospective studies. They're going back in time. And in this study, I looked at the details, long-term study, participants from 1980 to 2023, they used what's called a semi-quantitative food frequency questionnaire. They asked people what they ate. Now, I have a lot of trouble remembering what I ate last Tuesday. Perhaps you do, too. And so these food frequency questionnaires are notoriously unreliable. Sometimes people exaggerate. They try to seem more virtuous than they actually are. They underestimate, or perhaps, on the contrary, they overestimate their consumption of some foods. And then they looked at cognitive function. So how did they look at cognitive function? There's a lot of people involved in this study, 133,771 participants. Did they have them all come in for neurological evaluations? That would be pretty darn expensive. They say that objective cognitive function was assessed using a telephone interview for cognitive status. That's not a very good way to assess cognitive function, but it's cheaper and easier to reach a lot of people. They also use what's called SCD, subjective cognitive decline, which was self-reported by participants. In other words, people saying, I think I'm not as sharp as I was, but that is a subjective measure and also not very reliable. And in the reporting of this, they keep talking about keep your red meat to these limits to protect your brain health. But in this study, they're talking about processed red meat, not ordinary red meat, not filet mignon, not pork chops. They're talking about processed red meat, which is a different breed of cat than ordinary unprocessed red meat. So they keep changing the terms. Researchers also found an extra daily serving of processed red meat on average was associated with 1.6-year acceleration in brain aging, according to the study. Well, let's do the math here. I've eaten a fair number of ballpark hot dogs. I have bacon from time to time. Probably before I started eating virtuously, I had a lot of luncheon meat. Let's do the math here. According to that formula, each extra daily serving of processed red meat associated with 1.6-year acceleration in brain aging. Hey, my brain has aged about 678 years. That's not very plausible. So another thing to point out is that the research was performed in the Department of Nutrition at Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health, a place that's notorious for promoting anti-meat narratives, a place that's, in fact, funded in part with a generous grant from makers of meat substitutes like Beyond Meat, with an agenda, a planetary agenda, to reduce our carbon footprint by having people eat less red meat, reducing the number of cattle that may exude methane into the atmosphere. That's part of their proposal, that we curtail our red meat intake. So they have an ideological bias. And I looked at the comments on this article, and a lot of people agreed with some of the things I said. They said, well, let's not mix unprocessed red meat with processed red meat. Probably processed red meat has a lot of junk in it. Maybe not so good for you. And the other thing about it is that there's a lot of what's called food lumping on the food frequency questionnaire. I took a look at it. In the unprocessed meat category, sandwiches and mixed dishes, like lasagna, were lumped with steak and lamb. There's also something called a healthy user bias. In other words, people eat a lot of processed red meat. They eat a lot of hot dogs and bologna. They're generally poorer, less health conscious. In fact, quoting from the study, quote, participants who consumed more red meat had a higher prevalence of current smoking, hypertension, and diabetes, and lower levels of dietary quality, education level, physical activity. So they were less healthy folks by virtue of the fact that they signed on to eating lots of processed red meat. And in the study, they had to admit that unprocessed red meat intake was not significantly associated with any measure of objective cognitive function. Yet CNN reports that everyone should protect their brain by eating less red meat. They don't distinguish between red meat that's unprocessed and processed red meat. So this study, bottom line, is baloney. I have studies here. This is a controversial notion because some studies say that saturated fat has a negative effect on the brain. Other studies say saturated fat has no effect. Some studies say saturated fat has a beneficial effect on the brain. This study, a meta-analysis of 5 studies, showed no significant differences in meat consumption between cases with cognitive disorders versus controls. They say there's a lot of heterogeneity between studies. In other words, some studies say yay, some studies say nay. A meta-analysis of 5 studies showed reduced odds of cognitive disorders by consuming meat weekly or more. And overall, there was no strong association between meat intake and cognitive disorders in that study. And here's one that's from the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. New research finds saturated fats can lower change of cognitive function over time. So, once again, junk science prevails. Millions of dollars expended on research with a take-home message that is wrong and vastly misreported by the popular press. And perhaps that's why you folks listen to this program, to Intelligent Medicine, where we do a critical look at some of the popular health stories that are circulating around. Health reporting is in an abysmal state in this country, and we're trying to do something about it. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut brain, and immune health. Dr. Ohira's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. Get Dr. Ohira's probiotics today at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
Are you tired? Are you frequently in a state of fatigue? It might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. As you age, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. This cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging. It could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. Anti-factor lipids. Anti-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. Anti-factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. If you're older, it can give you back the vitality, focus, and cognitive function of people half your age. And if you're young, this is the tool to optimize your energy production. I've been using NT-Factor for years and prescribe it for my patients. Learn more about the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, go to NTFactor.com. That's NTFactor.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
If you're in business, then you know what it feels like to be confused about what's currently working to grow your business and also what's actually wasting your time. Join us on the Success Explained podcast, where we break down exactly what it takes to grow any business in any economy. My name's Chris Guerrero, and I've spent over 30 years building, selling, and investing in companies. And I know the few key actions that consistently grow companies and create personal wealth. And you can plug into all these tips for free on the Success Explained podcast. Just go to successexplained.com and you'll get access to the same tips that have grown over a dozen companies in my personal portfolio. And you'll hear from other business titans as we uncover topics rarely discussed outside closed boardroom doors. It's all free right now at successexplained.com.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Robert Hoffman here. I want to thank all our listeners for being so diligent about sending us questions. You can call 877-726-8255. That's Chris for the Mill for a discussion here on Intelligent Medicine. Let's hear one of those calls.
Yeah. Hey, I'm 69 years old. It seems to me that all the medical people have learned that if they put the thing so damn tight, it's going to cut up the circulation in your arm. Then you have a higher blood pressure. I go to a family person, my blood pressure is like 130. I go to just about anybody else, like 189. Oh, you're going to have a stroke. I was in the hospital. They brought me a meal so they prepared for someone who's going to have a stroke or had a stroke. Unbelievable. It's like it's preordained for you, you know. They're really pretty devious these days. You can't trust nobody. Thank you, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Okay, so yeah, this pertains to the issue of, you know, how to properly check blood pressure, and often it's done wrong. And one of the major reasons you can go wrong with blood pressure, it's not so much because you make it too tight. I mean, you should make it tight. You make it as tight as you want, and it feels like you're really squeezing your arm. But it only starts to register blood pressure as you release it. So you hear kind of a little hiss as some air is let out of the cuff, and your blood pressure then becomes registered, you know, a few seconds later when it gets into the region of your actual blood pressure. And then it cuts off when you go to the diastolic number. When that's over, game over, the cuff loosens. But arm circumference is a factor. In other words, if you've got a really skinny arm, you may need to use a small adult cuff. If you have a really big biceps, you've got big guns, or you're very overweight, you may need to use a large adult or an extra large adult cuff. And often doctors don't check. They need to take a little tape measure and go around your biceps and see to which category you conform. So, for example, a small adult, arm circumference is about 9 to 10 inches, okay? The average adult who gets a regular cuff, 10.6 to 4.4 inches. If it's more than 14 inches, you need a large cuff. If it's more than 17 inches, you need an extra large cuff because that makes a difference in the blood pressure determination. You should also have your feet flat on the floor. You should have your arm at, you know, resting comfortably on a tabletop at heart level. You shouldn't be talking. You should actually relax a little bit before you get your blood pressure checked. So a lot of problems undermine blood pressure determinations. I just want to mention aerobic exercise, a powerful ally in the fight against Alzheimer's. That's a headline of a recent article published in the journal Brain Research. The study highlights how physical activity protects healthy brain cells and restores balance in the aging brain. So we really, you know, look, focus on diet, yeah, avoid ultra-processed foods, but exercise is a way of staving off cognitive decline. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
This is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, a resource to help you take control of your health. We offer a balanced, objective analysis of all your health, wellness, and aging options, both conventional and alternative. Now you can take your engagement to the next level by joining FullScript. FullScript is my online dispensing platform that only offers curated, professional-grade supplement brands that I know and trust. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site, it's safe, secure, and HIPAA compliant and offers world-class support. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. It's all at DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Get ready to celebrate love and style with KCNR. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and KCNR is here to make your celebration unforgettable. Tune in each weekday from 7 to 9 a.m. for your chance to participate in our Love Song Challenge. We'll play a clip of a famous love song, and if you can name it, call 530-605-4566, and you'll be entered into our drawing to win a Valentine's Day grand prize package to be given away Monday, February 3rd at 8:10 a.m. during Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Botts. The Valentine's Day prize package includes a $100 gift certificate to Taroko Asian Bar and Grill at 1701 Pine Street in downtown Reading for a delicious Valentine's Day dinner with music from Pat Karch on piano. The Valentine's Day prize package also includes a dozen stunning long-stem red roses valued at $146, courtesy of Reading Florist at 3260 Bocelli Lane. Visit them online at readingflorist@charter.net. Also included, 2 dozen premium chocolate truffles from Bouquet Bon Appetit at bouquetbonappetit@gmail.com. Also included in the Valentine's Day prize package, 2 tickets to Chocolate After Dark at the Turtle Bay Museum on Friday, February 7th at 6 p.m. Must be 21 and older to attend. KCNR is partnered with Taroko Asian Bar and Grill, Reading Florist, Bouquet Bon Appetit, and the Turtle Bay Museum to bring you this dreamy Valentine's Day prize package on KCNR.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. And one of the things that we like to talk about in relationship to brain health, supplements for brain health. And one of the more popular ones, most publicized ones and promoted, is something called Prevagen. And Prevagen, often you see ads for Prevagen on TV, and they're situated sometimes in programs like Jeopardy. Jeopardy is a program whose audience skews older. It involves a little bit of a brain tease to come up with answers. And so it's the thinking person's TV show. And then you see ads for Prevagen, which purports to support memory. Well, I recently saw a Prevagen ad, and I was surprised to see that the ad had really toned down those claims for memory. And people were saying, this helps me get through my day, sort of general stuff, and there's a kind of weasel word statement that Prevagen helps to support normal, healthy brain function, but it no longer purports to say that it enhances memory. And this is the result of a recent action by a federal district court that has ordered the makers of Prevagen, Quincy Bioscience, to stop marketing its Prevagen product with memory improvement claims. And they have complied by removing the claims from the product packaging, from the Prevagen website, from their Amazon listings, and their TV ads. Now, the company is still saying that it plans to appeal the decision, but there's actually a court order that enjoins the company from advertising Prevagen as a memory improvement supplement. It is a jellyfish-based brain supplement, and I was approached, it must have been 20 years ago, by the makers of Prevagen to become a sponsor. And I said, well, let me take a look at it. I looked at the data, and I said, I'm sorry, you know, the data just isn't good enough. There's some animal studies and some very small human studies. And I said, I can't really go with this. I can't really suggest to my audience that they should take this, and this is going to make them think more clearly or have better recall. And they were very angry. They said, well, we have the research. We have the research, and we have the resources. We can give you a lot of sponsored dollars. Sky's the limit. And I said, sorry, I can't advertise this product. 20 years later, I kind of feel vindicated that the U.S. District Court for the Southern District ordered Quincy to immediately remove all the challenged claims, including, quote, improves memory. So I just don't think the stuff works. I looked at the studies. They just don't meet the threshold of plausibility. And ultimately, they've been chastised by a federal court. Here's something that I do think is credible, however. And you'll always You can always rely on me for vetting the products that we talk about here in Intelligent Medicine. You heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. I think it's one of the most innovative things on the nutritional supplement marketplace. Well, now our friends at CB Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's helpful effects. So if you're concerned about CBD, some people are. They're squeamish about taking any kind of hemp-derived product. Or perhaps they're worried that they're going to undergo a drug test and some trace of THC might show up. Maybe they're in the uniformed services or in the military. And so this is an alternative. CB Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity Gummies are for focus. They're packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola, designed to boost your cognitive performance. And there's good science behind them. They can provide natural energy as well. If you need a little peace and calm, Plus Health's Peace Gummies offer a soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort that supports serenity and relaxation without drowsiness. You can use them while driving or performing demanding tasks. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health. You know, so many Americans have metabolic syndrome. This supplement would be ideal for them. It also helps to maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection. Okay, you do not want to be this guy. I sometimes read about malpractice suits and how, you know, sometimes they remove the wrong kidney or they amputate the wrong leg. These are some egregious instances of malpractice. How about this one? Oregon Health Sciences University patient's face catches fire after surgical staff swabbed his skin with alcohol, $900,000 lawsuit says. This hapless individual, 51-year-old John Michael Murdoch, was awake and conscious when a spark from a surgical tool ignited his skin during a December 2022 surgery. The problem was that they had doused his face with isopropyl alcohol, a disinfectant, a sterilizing agent. They say that the piece of equipment was faulty and had a history of sparking. Moreover, the fire was fueled by the use of oxygen. Murdoch was undergoing a tracheostomy. He had mouth cancer, and he was going to get a breathing hole in his neck. He lived for 6 more months with disfiguring scars, swelling, and wounds to his face that never healed before he died of cancer in June 2023 at the age of 52. Now, this, you might say, $900,000, that's a lot of money. But for something as egregious as this, should the plaintiff not have received millions of dollars? And the answer is there's something peculiar about malpractice law. And it has to do with how it impacts your future income or your future longevity. And let's say that this had been a young fashion actress or model, and this had, at the age of 23, damaged her career. This could be worth millions and millions of dollars. But this individual was suffering from apparently terminal cancer, survived another 6 months. He was older, and so you really couldn't make the claim that the fire curtailed his future earnings or deprived him of additional years of life. It just was a terrible, terrible ordeal. So $900,000, that's recompense for the misery that he suffered from the fire. But it's not up to the levels that some people recover for accidents early in life that impair their future earnings or curtail their life expectancy. 877-726-8255, our number, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic aged garlic extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic aged garlic extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We often talk about supplements here on Intelligent Medicine. I just want to remind you that you can shop hundreds of curated, vetted supplements in my full script dispensary. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements. There are no supplements that have been sitting on the shelves forever. There's rapid turnover. None are expired. Many of the supplements are hard to find elsewhere, and the same supplements that I prescribe to my patients to take myself, I just took delivery of some this morning. They come quickly, and you can find the stuff you need at drhoffmanstore.com. 877-726-8255, our number. That number is available to you 24/7, and somebody posed a question. Let's hear it.
Hi, I'm an 81-year-old male taking 75 milligrams of DHEA every day. I wonder if it's would be good to add pregnenolone to that rather than boost it to 100 milligrams of DHEA, or substitute part of the 75 for pregnenolone. Not sure about that. Could you advise? Thank you.
Okay, so this is an astute listener. So let's explain what he's talking about. He's talking about DHEA, dehydroepiandrosterone, and that is a supplement that's available over-the-counter. It is kind of a unisex anabolic steroid, whereas testosterone, men have 10 or 20 times as much testosterone as women. Women have testosterone, and a fairly substantial amount of testosterone, but men have far more. That differentiates the sexes. DHEA is more of a unisex anabolic steroid. Men have probably maybe twice, maybe 1.5 times more DHEA than women naturally, but it's one of the more prevalent anabolic steroids that the body makes. And DHEA has benefits. It has benefits in terms of bone health. It has benefits in terms of mood, and it declines as you age. And I personally take DHEA as part of my supplement regimen. And this individual, 81 years old, is taking some DHEA, but he wonders if he should be taking pregnenolone. Now, pregnenolone is something that is derived from cholesterol. That's one of the reasons why we don't want to completely eliminate cholesterol from our diets, because it's a building block for sex steroids. And pregnenolone, since it's higher up in the pathway to things like estrogen and testosterone and all the sex hormones and DHEA, you can take pregnenolone and you will somewhat boost your DHEA. So why take pregnenolone? Well, pregnenolone is a little less well studied than DHEA. And pregnenolone is what is termed a neurosteroid. And I've always been intrigued by the potential for pregnenolone to improve brain health. It may have an anti-aging effect on the brain. It may have an antidepressant effect. Some studies suggest that it has the ability to reduce pain. In one study performed at the VA hospital, men with low back pain experienced reduction in their debilitating pain when they took pregnenolone at fairly high doses. Pregnenolone is available, by the way, over the counter. The question is, you know, how much should you take? And I suggest that people take it under a doctor's guidance. But taking both pregnenolone and DHEA is a little bit like a belt and suspenders. You're going to be helping the DHEA by taking pregnenolone, since it's upstream in the synthetic pathway. And if you want to take pregnenolone, I suggest you do it under the guidance of an experienced nutritionally oriented practitioner or someone who is an integrative physician who understands the role the pregnenolone may play, and maybe, you know, do a little monitoring. Maybe see what happens, what results downstream when you take the pregnenolone, what's happening to your testosterone. And men also have estrogen. What's happening to your estrogen? Are you getting an excess production of some of the downstream byproducts of this mother hormone? So I think it might play a role for you. There's a study here. The neurosteroid pregnenolone promotes degradation of key proteins that signal inflammation. So it can act as a anti-inflammatory, but what's neat is that it may be an anti-inflammatory that is particularly geared towards reducing inflammation in the brain. That's kind of cool. So, yeah, it's one of those things that I think deserves more study and has a role to play, but it's actually, it remains poorly understood. 877-726-8255, our number. Winter is here. And boy, do we know it here in the Northeast. It's been super cold. So, two is all the coughing and sneezing it brings. There's a bunch of viruses circulating around. Now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. Now, you've heard me talk about how I've used Empower to supercharge my immune system. Now, my friends at the Harmony Company have introduced a new and improved version of Empower called Empower Plus. This formula combines AHCC, which is in the original Empower. It's one of the most powerful mushroom extracts available. Now combined in Empower Plus with fermented wheat germ extract super concentrate, which supercharges your immune system like never before. With more than 150 combined published research reports, Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost that you need. So if you're looking for a way to handle whatever this winter throws at you, Empower Plus is the solution. I use it. So should you. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com or call 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518. And as a special gift to our Intelligent Medicine listeners, you can use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get a 10% discount as well as free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new Empower Plus. And use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout. All right, I just was in California for a wonderful bike trip over a period of 6 days. I rode 163 miles. And a lot of people say, well, what about all the smoke out there? And indeed, I was in Southern California, but California's a really big place. I was about 90 miles north of where the fires are in Santa Barbara area, Santa Barbara, Ojai, Los Olivos, Ventura, Solvang. And there was not a whiff of smoke, but there's been a lot of damage, a lot of lives destroyed, a lot of property irrevocably lost. But there's a lingering hazard, you know, not just at the time when a lot of people in Los Angeles, even if they weren't close to the fires, they're smelling smoke for days. And that's kind of the equivalent of smoking a pack of cigarettes. But a lingering problem is wildfire smoke inside homes that can create health risks that linger for months. This, according to clinical advisor Colleen Reed, Ph.D. Clinical Advisor is a magazine for physician assistants that I've written for in the past. Researchers show that the mix of chemicals released when human-made materials burn is different from what is emitted during a vegetation fire and is potentially more toxic because it's not just underbrush and trees. It's everything, electronics, paint, plastics, furniture, all kinds of nasty stuff, a lot of chemicals, and the smoke and ash can blow under doors and around windows in nearby homes, and it brings in chemicals that are absorbed into furniture, walls, and other indoor surfaces and continues off-gassing for weeks to months. So they tested this during a previous fire near Boulder, Colorado, the Marshall Fire in 2021, the researchers found that elevated levels of metals and PAHs, polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, that's kind of what you get in when you overdo meat on the grill, PAHs, which are carcinogenic. We also found elevated VOCs, volatile organic compounds, dioxins, benzene, formaldehyde. Benzene, of course, a known carcinogen. So they also looked at people around that fire, and they found that many people were reporting symptoms even 6 months after the fire. So lingering problems. And the suggestion is that you open the windows, allow the house to, quote, gas off, that you clean your HVAC filter and ducts, your air conditioners, also vacuum floors, drapes, and furniture, and wear a mask. Heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's helpful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. You need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The White House is claiming victory after a weekend diplomatic dispute with Colombia.
President Trump's press secretary said the government of Colombia has agreed to take flights of deported migrants after the president threatened steep tariffs and other restrictions. The clash began when Colombia did not allow two U.S. military flights with migrants to land. The White House said the president will fiercely protect America's sovereignty by deporting illegal aliens.
President Trump will join House Republicans in Miami this week for the GOP January retreat. The event gets underway Monday afternoon. The Drug Enforcement Administration's Los Angeles headquarters is working with the federal immigration authorities. The agency announced on social media that agents are working with the Department of Homeland Security on immigration enforcement efforts. A man shoved in front of a moving subway train says that he'll ride it again. Keith Peters has more.
A man who survived being shoved onto subway tracks ahead of an oncoming train in New York City says that in spite of the trauma, he eventually plans to make his way back to the train. Joseph Linsky said in an interview with the New York Times that New York is his home and he won't be intimidated. The 45-year-old was standing on the platform in the West 18th Street station after lunch on New Year's Eve when a hard shove from behind sent him flying off the platform and under the train. A 23-year-old man has pleaded not guilty to attempted murder and assault charges. Keith Peters reporting.
It's been another random stabbing on a New York City subway, this time in the Bronx. NYPD is searching for the suspect who stabbed a 25-year-old man multiple times around 11 a.m. Sunday. The victim was rushed to Lincoln Hospital in stable condition. Four Israeli soldiers held captive by terror group Hamas since October 2023 are recovering at a hospital in southern Israel. More at townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan. The contract.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Relief for Relief Factor.
An insurance broker tabulates the cost of last year's natural disasters.
The loss of human life last year was more than 18,000 people across the globe, many due to heat waves and flooding. In terms of dollars, broker Aon PLC calculates economic losses in the U.S. alone at almost $218 billion, more than 85% more than the year before. Worldwide economic losses were tallied at $368 billion, although down 7.3% from 2023, still 14% higher than the annual average going back to 2000. An estimated 60% of last year's losses were uninsured. George Williams reporting.
Universal Music Group and Spotify reach a new multi-year agreement. The two organizations said the publishing agreement creates a license between Spotify and UMG through Spotify's product portfolio in multiple countries, including the U.S. News and analysis at townhall.com. There's a Ford recall that may affect you.
The automaker is recalling more than 270,000 of the vehicles due to a power problem that can cause them to stop unexpectedly or fail to start. Federal investigators say the problem is related to a 12-volt battery with internal manufacturing defects. The vehicles were made between February 2021 and October of 22. No reports of accidents, fires, or injuries caused by the problem. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is calling a newly released Netflix series dangerously misleading. American Primeval began streaming this month. It follows LDS pioneers living on the frontier during the Utah War of 1857. A statement from LDS Church on the series said, quote, Brigham Young, a revered prophet and courageous pioneer by any historical standard, is egregiously mischaracterized as a villainous, violent fanatic, end quote. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we open with The Whistler and later present the third installment of the five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Picture Postcard Matter. Both programs were presenting aired on CBS, each lasting about 13 years. While The Whistler launched in 1942 and ran until 1955, this episode has a familiar radio cast. Hi Averback, Eve McVeigh, John Daner, Betty Lou Gerson, and Jess Kirkpatrick. It's from July 8th of 1951.
A
the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes, I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
And now for the Signal Oil Company, the Whistler's strange story, The Witness.
Like so many people, Paul Kilburn was his own worst enemy. He had brilliance, charm, and youth, and he never let anyone forget it. When he graduated from college, he received the American Award for the most promising student of architecture at Andover University, and he never let anyone forget that either. Yes, Paul Kilburn had a lot to learn, and as an assistant in the architectural firm of Joseph Abercrombie and Company, he was given the opportunity to learn. But he refused to accept it. Now, for the third time that week, Paul strode defiantly into the company offices, giving plain evidence of his resentment and his third hangover of the week.
Paul.
Yeah?
Mr. Abercrombie's been looking for you.
Has he found me yet?
You're an hour late.
An hour and a half late.
You'd better think up some story for him. I did the best I could.
Little Miss Coverup. Everybody's office, pal. Don't you ever get tired of being grand, Edith?
Paul, be quiet.
Then tell Mr. Abercrombie Mr. Kilburn is here and happy to confer with him at any time.
I'm free now, Mr. Kilburn, if that's convenient with you.
Perfectly. Perfectly. After you, Mr. Abercrombie. Sit down, Paul. All right.
I'm tired of warning you, Paul. This is the third time this week. And before that, I'm just lost.
And if I don't mend my ways in the future, I won't have a future. Isn't that the way it goes?
You don't have a future now, Paul. Not with us. You're fired.
I'm what?
Fired. You're the most promising member of our staff. There's no question about that, but I think we can manage without you. When you lose some of your egotism and replace it with some sense of responsibility, come back and see us.
You didn't expect that, did you, Paul? Joseph Abercrombie and Company was to be a mere stepping stone for you. A lull before the storm of success. But not now. You keep up your front of careless indifference, even when Edith insists that the two of you go out for a cup of coffee together. But inside, you feel like a whipped schoolboy, don't you, Paul?
Oh, Paul, what are you going to do?
You tell me.
I feel awkward.
Why? I'm the one who got fired.
I just do, Paul. I've watched your work. You're going to be a great architect.
It's too bad you didn't reach Abercrombie with that news.
I know I'm acting like a schoolgirl on her first date.
Yeah, well, what are you trying to say?
It's hard for me, Paul, because, well, we've only gone out once or twice, and you've been so distant.
Oh, no harm meant.
I know. Look, Paul, I've inherited
$20,000. $20,000? Oh. I wish I had your luck.
You have.
Come again?
$20,000 is enough for you to open an office of your own and keep going until you make it on your own, Paul.
Yeah, but what about you? Where do you come in?
Anywhere you say. You can consider it a loan or make me a partner in the firm. I can handle the office end.
Yeah, but why take a chance on me? I'm not very steady. I've slept through an alarm clock ever since I was in long pants.
I never sleep through an alarm clock, and I never forget to set it either. I'll phone you every morning and get you up.
No, it's too good.
Why?
What else do I have to do for this backing?
Nothing, except to stop drinking. My offer goes as I made it.
I'm talking about you. Don't you want anything more out of this?
Well, yes, I do.
What?
You. I want to marry you, Paul.
Just about halfway, don't you, Paul? You let her set you up in business all right, and you become engaged. But you conveniently put off the marriage to some future date, or, as you tell Edith, until you've proved yourself worthy of all she's done for you. And as time goes by, you're forced to admit that she has a wholesome influence on you. Your drinking stops. You adopt regular habits. But the instantaneous success you expected as an architect comes very slowly, doesn't it, Paul?
Well, how about it, Mr. Crawford? What do you think of these plans?
Young man, if there weren't a young lady present, I'd tell you exactly what I think of them.
Why, what do you mean, Mr. Crawford?
I mean, to be blunt, that these plans you drew up, Kilburn, are utterly worthless as far as I'm concerned.
Now, wait a minute.
And if this is your idea of what I need, then, young man, I don't need you. Good day, sir.
But, Mr. Crawford...
I'll let him go.
But... All right, Paul. And don't worry, darling. We'll do this thing yet, together.
I'm sorry, Kilburn. I don't like to go into this on the phone, but these plans of yours just won't do. So far, I see no indication that you want to incorporate anyone's idea except your own.
Well, if you have such hot ideas of your own, why did you come to me in the first place?
That's odd, Mr. Kilburn. I was just about to ask myself the same question.
Why, the...
Oh, Paul, you shouldn't get so angry. You shouldn't...
I don't need guys like that.
Yes, you do, darling. We both need them. A lot of them. And somehow we'll get them, too.
For the first time in your life, you begin to know what hard work is, don't you, Paul? You have to work hard. And Edith, beside you every step of the way, works even harder than you do. Nights, days, weekends. Until finally someone says the words you've waited to hear.
Well, sir, Mr. Kilburn, I've seen everything.
Is there anything I missed, Mr. Benson?
Oh, no, not a thing, Kilburn. This is a work of art. You're a fine architect and an excellent architect.
We're so glad you're pleased, Mr. Benson.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If this is a sample of your work you'll never want for clients, if I can help it, I'm happy I had sense enough to hire you.
And that's just the beginning, isn't it, Paul? The Benson contract was a big one. And from that, others began to come in. After a while, you become used to the idea of success. That's easy, isn't it, Paul? But getting used to the idea of marrying Edith one day is something else again. But you don't really want to lose Edith completely. She's so convenient. Still phones you every morning to get you up. Takes care of all sorts of annoying details at the office. Even you have to admit she's a big part of your success. But you can't put her off indefinitely, can you, Paul? And one afternoon about a month later, as Edith comes into your workroom, you have no way of knowing that the time of decision is near at hand.
Someone to see you, Paul. Shall I tell her to wait?
Her?
Patricia Wilson.
Never heard of her.
Everyone else has. She's a tobacco heiress. Just flew in from Rome a few weeks ago. And she's very pretty.
Oh, money and beauty.
Both, I'm sorry to say. Oh, by the way, I'm sending your drawings to the International Society of Architects and Designers competition.
Okay, if you say so.
Nothing to lose and 10,000 to gain, to say nothing of all the honors.
No, suit yourself. And you can send that tobacco heiress in.
Oh, I'm in, Mr. Kilburn. I'd have been in earlier if I'd known that geniuses come so young and so handsome.
Well, I'd have come out, Miss Wilson, if I'd had any idea the tobacco leaves had such a lovely flower.
We'll get on.
Excuse me.
Oh, of course, Edith. Sit down, Miss Wilson.
I will. Now I know I want you to design me a house.
That's good.
Yes, it is. I know exactly what I want. And architecture is one of my hobbies.
Can't you leave the architecture to me?
Well, what would I do for a hobby, Mr. Kilburn?
Find another one. Like, horseback riding, say.
When?
Well, let's see now.
Excuse me, Paul.
Yes, what is it?
The contractor at Silver Lake House is on the phone. It's about some trouble with the pegged flooring.
Why trouble? There's nothing to putting that in.
Perhaps you'd better talk with him, Paul.
No, not now. Tell him I'll be out there right away.
All right, Paul. I'll call the parking lot and have him send your car
around. Yes,
out.
Yes, do that. I'm sorry, Miss Wilson.
Not at all. I like spirit in my architects.
Well, this contractor's always telling me something can't be done. I know all about pegged floors. Practically put them in my house by myself. Now, where were we?
You just suggested horseback riding, and I just asked when. But I'm going to take back my question.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. Make a statement out of it. We'll go riding Sunday. Paul.
Patricia's very sure of herself, isn't she, Paul? And that's Sunday, and the next, when it isn't horseback riding, it's golf, or the races at Del Mar, or dinner and dancing. It's always something, and it's always Patricia. You see Edith less and less. It's good business, you tell her. Patricia's wealthy, and she knows everyone worth knowing. Edith never says anything, and you push her hurt, suffering looks to the back of your mind. But Patricia's not so generous with her.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it was great. You won again.
Oh, of course, darling. I always win. Didn't you know that?
I've wondered.
Oh, well, maybe not always at that. For instance, are you still engaged to that little mouse of a secretary of yours?
Technically. Why?
I told you why before. I don't appreciate having that plain little creature as a rival. Winning over her would be an empty victory, and losing would be unbearable.
Well, what do you want to win?
You don't know?
I don't think so.
Oh, now you're being insulting.
Maybe. How do I know you haven't pulled this off in Rome, or Paris, or London?
Pulled what off?
A victory, and then left the sap holding his hands.
You're not far wrong.
No, well, I don't intend to be another sap.
You're not going to be.
Does that mean you'll marry me?
Yes.
When?
As soon as you break off with that little secretary of yours.
No, I've told you. I'll let her down as soon as I could.
I better be very soon. I don't like waiting.
You try, Paul, but you can't bring yourself to do it. Too many people know how much Edith has helped you when you were down and out. And besides, deep down, you're too much of a coward to tell her the truth. And on Monday morning, you come into the office late with a hangover.
Good morning, Paul.
Hello, Edith.
I warn you, I'm about to do something I never did before.
Yeah, what?
I'm going to kiss you right here in this office.
Oh, no, please, Edith. No. Stop it.
All right. Maybe I should have told you about the telegram before I tried to kiss you.
What, the telegram?
Yes. Listen. Mr. Paul Kilburn, congratulations. The International Society of Architects and Engineers is pleased to announce that your designs have been selected as the most original and creative in the field of architecture. You have been named the Society's Architect of the Year. The award will be made officially on Sunday, July 15th at the Stratton Club in a banquet to be tendered in your honor. H.M. Wakefield, President. Do I get that kiss?
Yeah.
Oh, Paul. I'll be so proud when I watch them present you with the diamond pin and the $10,000 at the banquet.
Of course. I'm sure you will.
You're listening to The Whistler. We'll be back with more of our story right after this.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Attention Shasta County, the Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund is gearing up for their annual benefit dinner at the Wind River Casino on Saturday, March 15th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 7, and they need your help. The Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund is currently asking for donations to be raffled off or auctioned during their event. All proceeds will go towards supporting our local first responders in their time of need. For more information, go to Shasta Firefighters B&B on Facebook or Instagram.
Get ready to celebrate love and style with KCNR. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and KCNR is here to make your celebration unforgettable. Tune in each weekday from 7 to 9 a.m. for your chance to participate in our Love Song Challenge. We'll play a clip of a famous love song, and if you can name it, call 530-605-4566, and you'll be entered into our drawing to win a Valentine's Day grand prize package to be given away Monday, February 3rd at 8:10 a.m. during Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Botts. The Valentine's Day prize package includes a $100 gift certificate to Taroko Asian Bar and Grill at 1701 Pine Street in downtown Reading for a delicious Valentine's Day dinner with music from Pat Karch on piano. The Valentine's Day prize package also includes a dozen stunning long-stem red roses valued at $146, courtesy of Reading Florist at 3260 Bocelli Lane. Visit them online at readingflorist@charter.net. Also included, 24 premium chocolate truffles from Bouquet Bon Appetit at bouquetbonappetit@gmail.com. Also included in the Valentine's Day prize package, 2 tickets to Chocolate After Dark at the Turtle Bay Museum on Friday, February 7th at 6 p.m. Must be 21 and older to attend. KCNR is partnered with Taroko Asian Bar and Grill, Reading Florist, Bouquet Bon Appetit, and the Turtle Bay Museum to bring you this dreamy Valentine's Day prize package on KCNR.
.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
And now, let's wrap up this tale from The Whistler on When Radio Was.
Of course I know, Paul. It's all over the papers. Congratulations, darling.
Thanks, Patricia.
Oh, I've been a busy girl. Rushed down to Antoine's, have myself fitted for a new gown. Where do you see it the night of the banquet?
You shouldn't have done that.
Why not?
I'm taking Edith to the banquet. I have to.
No, you're not.
Now, be reasonable, Patricia. You know I love you. I tell you, there's nothing I can do.
All right. I'll let your little Edith play Cinderella for one night, but after that, Paul, you're going to get rid of her. And I mean rid of her. She's not going to be your secretary or anything else. Is that clear?
Yes. I promise you. She'll go.
The banquet is a gala affair. You and Edith are in the seats of honor at the first table. And at the next table, staring coldly at you, Patricia with some obscure architect. And, as if further irony were needed, your former employer, Joseph Abercrombie, is selected as toastmaster. You're completely miserable, aren't you, Paul? In a few minutes, you'll be presented with $10,000 and the highest honors of your profession, and you wish you were 1,000 miles away. You take your usual form of escape, don't you, Paul?
Waiter, another whiskey and water, please.
Please, Paul, darling, no more.
You called for me in your car, remember? You can drive if you think I've had too much.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we officially present the award to the Architect of the Year, I'd like to tell you something about this year's winner. I know him very well. I had the honor, if I can use that word, of being the only man to have fired him. But I'm not ashamed to say that he proved himself a better man than I. Before I say any more about him, however, I would like to pay homage to the woman behind the throne. It was her financial and moral backing through thick and thin that made Paul Kilburn what he is today. And she is soon to become his wife. I want Edith Kramer to stand up and take a bow.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I shall always remember this night.
You can see Patricia's eyes staring at you from the next table. They're ablaze with hatred. And there's nothing you can do but sit there and smile mechanically. You're called to the rostrum where the diamond pin is clipped onto your lapel. And you receive the check for $10,000. Suddenly, out of nowhere, Patricia is at your side.
I'm not waiting any longer, Paul. Finish with her tonight.
Please don't drive so fast.
Look, you told me to go ahead and drive. Now, don't tell me how to do it.
All right, dear. Let's be happy tonight. It's such an important night, Paul.
Oh, you're so blind, Edith. Can't you see it's over?
Is it?
You know it is.
Oh,
Paul, I...
I'll stop that.
You're the one who's blind, Paul. Don't you see she'll ruin you? In a month, you'll be a drunkard and a bum.
I'll take my chances.
If you leave me for that Patricia, I swear I'll tell everyone. If that's the only way I can hold you, I'll make you look so cheap, you... You hear me? Oh, Paul.
Oh, stop it, Edith. That's not going to help.
Paul, I've got the car! Are you all right?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Come on, let's get out of here.
But, Paul, the other car. There's a man lying on the road.
Yeah, I see him.
Maybe he needs help.
Edith. Come back here, Edith.
He's not moving.
Get back in the car.
He's dead, Paul. I'm sure he is.
Did you see anybody else?
No, but it's dark.
Any other cars?
No.
That's a break. Not this thing will only start. Come on. Come on. There.
Gas station just around the bend. We can call the police.
Police?
From there.
Are you insane? Manslaughter and liquor on my breath?
But, Paul...
I can't do anything for him. You said he was dead.
A thousand thoughts race through your mind as you drive Edith home. Somehow, you manage to get her car in the garage without being seen. And as you stand with Edith at her front door before walking to the corner cab stand... Edith gives you something else to think about.
Someday you'll forgive me for loving you so much, Paul.
Oh, no. Not now, Edith. I can't think.
You're going to forget about Patricia. Because I won't give you up now, Paul. Ever.
What is this?
I wouldn't do this if it were just for me. But it's for you, too. I'm a witness, Paul. The only witness to the accident.
So?
We're going to get married, Paul. Soon.
She means it, doesn't she, Paul? All the way home in the taxi, you think how much she means it. Inside your own home, a swirl of thoughts engulf you. The accident. Edith. Patricia. Drunk driving. Hit and run. Patricia. Edith. An hour passes. Two. Then one thought emerges clear and demanding, and you know what you must do.
It's Paul, Edith. I want you to come over right away.
Paul, what's happened?
Nothing. We're going to be married, that's all.
Paul, it's 3 a.m. and you...
I'm fine. I'll just throw a few things in the bag and grab a cab and come over. I'll pack my bag. And by the time you get here, we'll take my car and drive south.
Darling. Oh, my.
What's wrong?
I just remembered. You have a 9 o'clock appointment with Mr. Healy in the morning. I've got my alarm clock set for 7, so I'll be sure and get you up.
Edith, for heaven's sake.
Oh, all right, darling. Forgive me. I'm not quite awake. And this is sudden. Oh, Paul, darling, I'll hurry. I came as soon as I could, Paul. I hope you haven't changed your mind.
No, Edith. I haven't changed my mind.
Oh, Paul... Paul, I'm so happy. Oh, no.
You work quickly, just as you'd planned it, Paul. Hurriedly drill the wooden pegs out of 3 of the heavy oak planks in your floor. Push them aside and stuff Edith's body in her suitcase into the 18-inch clearance underneath. This will do for now, won't it, Paul? Until you have more time to safely dispose of the body. You replace the planks. Hammer in some new pegs. Then you reach for the phone.
I want the police department, please. Police headquarters? This is Paul Kilburn, number 4, Linwood Lane. Yes. My fiancé is missing. Edith Kramer. She dropped me off at my house about 11. Said she was going straight home. I've been trying to reach her ever since. No one answers. I can't imagine what's happened to her. Would you please? My number is East Hills 492 8383.
Paul, it's all over, isn't it? Edith Kramer's dead. Her body hidden temporarily beneath the floor in your living room. You've reported her absence to the police in the hope that their search for her will lead them to her car in the garage, the one you were driving when you killed a man late tonight. It's Edith who'll appear guilty, isn't it, Paul? Yes, you're sure now that Edith's hold over you is gone. And as the hours pass, you find yourself thinking of Patricia and the life of luxury the two of you will share, while you patiently await word on Edith's disappearance. Finally, it comes.
I'm Lieutenant Nicholas. You're Paul Kilburn?
Oh, that's right. Come in, Lieutenant. Have you found her?
No, not yet. But I'd like to. Looks like she killed a man last night.
What?
Hit-and-run accident.
Edith? Oh, that's impossible.
We found her car in her garage. It looks like an accordion. It's the car, all right.
Oh, but where is she?
Skipped out. At least her bedroom looks like it. But we'll find her, and we'll have you to thank for it when we do.
Me?
Yeah, if you hadn't reported her missing, we'd never have found her car.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's right.
What time do you have now?
Now, just about 7 o'clock.
Been a long night, hasn't it? Mind if I use your phone?
No, not at all.
What's that?
My alarm clock in the bedroom.
Oh, it doesn't sound like it. Wait a minute. Oh, it's right here, under the floor. I'm standing over it.
The suitcase.
What's that?
That nothing. Nothing at all.
What's an alarm clock doing under your floor?
Well, you see, I
believe I'll just find out for myself, Mr. Kilburn. Sergeant.
Yes, Lieutenant.
Come in, will you? I want you to help me tear up some floorboards.
Featured in tonight's story were Bill Foreman, Hi Averback, Eve McVeigh, Betty Lou Gerson, John Daner, and Jess Kirkpatrick. The Whistler was produced and directed by George W. Allen, with story by Meyer Dolinsky, music by Wilbur Hatch, and was transmitted to our troops overseas by the Armed Forces Radio Service. The Whistler is entirely fictional, and all characters portrayed on The Whistler are also fictional. Any similarity of names or resemblance to persons living or dead is purely coincidental.
The Witness, an episode of The Whistler from July 8, 1951. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on When Radio Was, it's the third installment of the five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Picture Postcard Matter, right after this break.
Harry Lime had many lives, and I can recount all of them. How do I know? Very simple. Because my name is Harry Lime.
Orson Welles reprises his iconic film role as Harry Lime, a con man, a manipulator, and one of the most fascinating men you'll ever meet in Radio Spirit's HCD set, The Third Man, Lives of Harry Lime.
Why, Lily. Lily, what are you doing here?
We have some very pretty pink gardenias.
Oh, come on, Lily, don't tell me you don't remember me. And how are all the Corellis?
The who?
Don't give me that, Lily.
My name is Lulu.
Well, it used to be Lily, and you used to be a blonde. And the Corellis, as you know perfectly well, because you used to work for them, are the best bank robbers in Central Europe. Well, what about it, honey?
For a limited time, you can get The Third Man, Lives of Harry Lime, for 50% off. It's a steal that Harry himself would be proud to have orchestrated. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SAVE5077 to pay only $15.98.
This is the signal. Mr. Corelli, that celebrated expert with his two able assistants, starts toward the bank. The tunnel was not built for comfort, and the going on hands and feet is a trifle rough. There's a bit of genteel cursing, but hearts are high.
Through 16 exciting escapades, you'll be whisked from one exotic locale to another, all in pursuit of priceless gems, pretty women, and international intrigue. And in the company, of course, of a masterful and roguish charmer who occasionally uses his prowess to stop a crime.
And remember, if you can't manage to resist temptation, be sure you get it appraised.
There's no reason to resist when you can get half off The Third Man, Lives of Harry Lime, today at Radiospirits.com. Or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code 5077 to pay just $15.98. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
Most of us love shopping online. In fact, in 2023, it's estimated that over $1 trillion was spent in the U.S. alone on more than 21 billion packages. But according to security.org, about 17% of online shoppers had their packages stolen in the past 3 months, which is why I'd like to introduce you to TP-Link's Tapo C120 Security Cam. Jens Hennings has the details.
This one is actually an indoor and outdoor camera. And it's got 2K QHD, that's very high definition, day and night vision. It even has color night vision and also has smart AI detection. So it can differentiate between people, pets, vehicles. You can adjust those settings as you wish.
Get protected at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was at our weekly visit with Johnny Dollar. Here now part three of the Picture Postcard Matter, a five-part storyline that originally played out in October of 1956.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
This is Otto, the innkeeper. I have a telephone call for you from Police Inspector Honegger in Zurich. I will put him on. Go ahead.
Hi, Inspector. Any line on Sebastian's killer?
Not yet, Herr Dollar.
That also means no line on the stolen diamonds, huh?
I do not know. You recall the picture postcard Sebastian gave you before his death? The picture of the Kleibach Inn?
Sure. He said it was part of a key to the location of the diamonds. That's why I came up here to the inn. But I haven't found any sign of them.
We have been watching Sebastian's apartment. This morning, the second part of the key arrived in his mailbox.
Another postcard?
Yes. I am sending it on to you. See what you can make of it.
Looks like we're in the middle of a game of some kind.
Have you been able to locate the missing murder suspect, Ilse Schaefer?
I've not only located her, in 5 minutes I'm going skiing with her.
What? Herr Dollar, do you think that is wise for you?
It's one way of finding out if she ties in. I just hope it doesn't turn out to be the hard way.
Tonight. And every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account. America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to the Home Office Global Casualty in Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment... The picture postcard matter. Location, Kleibach, Switzerland. Expense account continued. Item 7, $3 American, rental on ski equipment. Ilse Schaefer told me she'd come to Kleibach to go skiing, and I wanted to make sure that was her reason. There'd been too many coincidences about her to suit me. First, the way she'd popped into my cab in Zurich, then popped out 2 blocks later, leaving her purse behind. Right after that, I'd been jumped by a strong arm who was sure Ilse had passed the stolen diamonds to me. And now she turns up suddenly at the Kleibach Inn. I spotted her waiting for me at the ski lift.
Come on, Johnny. You're late.
In her skiing outfit, she could have passed for Miss Switzerland. But one nasty little thought kept coming into my brain, kept marring the picture. She could also be Sebastian's killer. We rode the lift up to the top and took off along the ridges. She skied like she was born to it. Easy, smooth, and gracefully. It had been 4 years since I'd last been on skis, and as I struggled to keep up with her, I must have looked like a rusty snowplow. We worked our way out on the crest of one of the ridges.
Let's stop here a moment.
Well, that suits me fine.
You winded?
This is not exactly sea level.
You'll get used to it. You see, I really can ski, Johnny.
Oh, that's an understatement.
Do you have a cigarette?
Yeah, sure. Here.
Thanks. Isn't it beautiful up here, Johnny?
Yeah.
You see that little dot way down there? That is the inn.
A long way down.
That's what I like about skiing. Everything is so remote, so far below. When you're up here, all that down there, it just doesn't exist anymore.
It's always there when you get back, though.
You are too practical, Johnny. But, you know, it's fun being with you.
Thanks.
I still can't get over it.
What?
Well, the coincidence that I should share your cab in Zurich and then run into you again at the Kleibach Inn. But I am glad. Aren't you?
Can't say that I...
Johnny!
Must have come from that other ridge behind the rocks. Closer. We're sitting ducks on this ridge.
Quick! Down the left side of it. There is a shortcut.
Let's go. Keep low, Elsa.
Who could be shooting at us?
We'll figure that out when we get out of range. Oh. He's still right with us.
We'll be out of sight in a moment.
Could be a moment too late.
There. We are past the shoulder.
Yeah. Slope's pretty steep here.
This is the quickest way. The shoulder of the ridge will keep us out of sight.
Maybe.
What do you mean?
If we get going much faster, and we're going to take off. Hey, ahead of us, a cliff.
Johnny, stop!
What do you think I'm trying to do?
Johnny, watch out!
Oh, brother.
Johnny.
4 feet more and I...
Thank heaven.
This was a real great route you picked, Ilse.
Oh, I can't tell you how sorry I am.
Sorry I didn't go over the edge.
Oh, of course not. I mean, I'm sorry that in the excitement... I forgot about the avalanche.
Avalanche?
Yes, several months ago. It took away part of the slope and left this sheer drop.
Forgot about it, huh?
Well, I just told you I did.
I noticed you didn't have much trouble stopping in time.
But I was behind you.
Oh, yeah, that's just where you were, behind me.
What are you trying to say, Johnny?
Just that this is one coincidence too many, Ilse. We just happened to stop on the top of the ridge right where I make a grade-A target... Then you just happen to forget there's a sheer drop on this shortcut you got me to take.
But I explained.
Come on, we're going back to the inn.
Stay tuned for more Johnny Dollar right after this short break on Win Radio Was.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year and we're very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fort is offering the brand new Ruger LCP Max 380 at only $349 and the new Ruger Max 9 at just $395. Jones's Fort, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. You can find us at 1600 East Cypress Avenue or just give us a call, 530-222-3223.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
And now let's wrap up this episode of Johnny Dollar on When Radio Was.
The fire feels good, doesn't it? Johnny, what is it? What's the matter? All those things you said up on the ridge.
I'm waiting, Elsa.
Waiting for what?
For you to open up and tell me what this is all about and how you fit into the deal.
Deal?
Oh, cut it out, will you? You didn't just happen to share my cab back in Zurich. The whole thing was rigged so it would look like you passed those stolen diamonds along to me.
Stolen? Johnny, I don't know anything about stolen diamonds.
I suppose you also don't know anything about a man named Sebastian.
Yes, I know Sebastian. What has he got to do...
What about his murder?
Murder? Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Why, I can't believe it. Sebastian... Dead.
Yeah, and you've already admitted you knew Sebastian. Now let's have the rest of the story straight.
Oh. Well, Sebastian was a friend of mine.
Friend?
Nothing more. He had asked me to share your cab at the airport and to leave my purse in it.
Why did he want you to do that?
I don't know. He said he was in some kind of trouble and needed help. He said if I would do that, it would help him.
Ilse, you'll have to do better than that.
But I am telling you the truth.
No, you... Hey, wait a minute. You claim you didn't know what kind of trouble Sebastian was in?
No, he didn't tell me.
You also claim you don't know anything about the diamonds, $100,000 worth?
What? I read about that in the newspapers, but... Oh, wait a moment. Are you saying that Sebastian was involved in it?
Up to his ears.
I'm sorry to hear that, Johnny. But you must believe me. I did not know anything about it.
You're either telling the truth or you're a whale of an actress, Ilse.
I'm telling you the truth.
Okay.
But about that taxi cab in Zurich, I don't understand.
Sebastian was trying to double-cross the rest of the outfit by negotiating with me for the return of the diamonds. But apparently there was another outfit after the diamonds. He wanted to make it look to them like he'd passed the diamonds along to take the heat off.
You said... A man attacked you after I had left your cab.
Yeah. He obviously thought you'd slip me the diamonds.
Oh.
So Sebastian was setting me up as a patsy on the one hand and negotiating with me on the other.
Who could have killed him?
Good question. Could be the outfit trying to grab the stones. Or Sebastian's own crowd found out he was trying to sell them out.
And the person who shot at us up on the
ridge? Same two possibilities. Which reminds me, you still haven't explained how you happened to come up here to the Kleibach Inn.
Oh. Well, Sebastian told me he had unfinished business in Zurich, and he would meet me here in a few days, and we would go skiing.
I see. Tell me, did you know any of Sebastian's friends?
One or two, slightly.
Was one of them big and powerful, thick features, almost bald?
No. Why?
Well, he's the one who jumped me in the hotel lobby after my cab ride with you.
Oh, no, no. I'm certain I would remember him the way you describe him. Oh, there was a man Sebastian spent a great deal of time with, but he was short and stocky with very thick neck.
Well, that fits the description of one of the men in the robbery at the Zurich airport. Do you know his name?
Why, Gruner, I think it was.
Could it have been Gruner?
Yes, Gruner.
The man who sent the postcard to Sebastian. Yeah, that ties in all right.
Postcard?
Oh, let's skip that. Was one of Sebastian's friends an Englishman?
Not that I know of. Why?
Well, a fellow named Jeffrey Harris here at the hotel has been trying to strike up an acquaintance with me. Claims he thought I was old Bunny Dollar, a friend of his from London. Oh, well.
Johnny, if you'll excuse me, I'm very tired and upset about this news of Sebastian. I think I'll go to my room.
Yeah, okay, Elsa.
If there's anything more I can do...
Don't worry. I'll let you know.
All right. I'll see you later.
Herr Dollar?
Hmm. Oh, Otto.
Did you enjoy your skiing?
Well, let's say it was real interesting. Got a question for you, Otto.
Huh?
As a man of experience, How do you tell if a woman is lying?
Okay, Adolfo. As an innkeeper, I learned long ago that one listens to a woman, agrees with her, smiles politely, keeps his eyes open, and believes what he wishes about her.
Yeah, well, I guess that's as good advice as any.
Adolfo, this letter arrived for you from Zurich by special messenger while you were...
Oh, yeah, I was expecting it. Thanks, Otto. One more thing.
Yeah?
Did anybody else go skiing this morning?
From the inn?
No. I see.
But the Englishman...
Jeffrey Harris? What about him?
He likes to climb the rocks. He went out for a while.
Climbing rocks, huh? Thanks a lot. Yeah. Jeffrey Harris could be my boy, all right. But at the moment, I was more interested in the contents of the envelope Police Inspector Honegger had sent me from Zurich. I tore it open and examined the postcard inside. Expense item 8, 2.5, long-distance call to Zurich and Honegger.
You received the postcard, Herr Dollar?
Yeah, from Gruner to Sebastian, a picture of a chalet on the side of a mountain. You say this card arrived in Sebastian's mailbox?
This morning. Apparently, Gruner is unaware of Sebastian's death. What do you make of the card?
Well, the chalet in the picture is sort of a small halfway house for skiers.
Is it attended?
No, empty most of the time.
Herr Dollar... Possibly the first postcard of the inn was simply for the purpose of guiding Sebastian to Kleibach. The second is perhaps a picture of the actual location of the diamonds.
That's what I'm going up there to find out. The trail up the mountain started in back of the inn. I worked my way up the ridge slowly, keeping an eye on every clump of rock, just in case my friend with the rifle was still on the prowl. Near the crest, I stopped for breath. Suddenly, I spotted something moving far down the slope below me. Someone was descending from rock to rock, almost down to the inn. It was too far to tell for sure, but it looked like the Englishman, Jeffrey Harris. I started my climb again. 10 minutes later, I reached the halfway house, the place on the postcard. It was small, just a shelter, and there was no sign of life. Inside, the place was in a shambles, completely torn about. If this had been the hiding place of the stolen diamonds... Somebody had sure beat me to it.
Now, here's our star to tell you about tomorrow's episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, a third part of the key turns up in the form of a corpse. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Robert Reif, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Postcard Matter, which originally played out in October 1956. We'll present the fourth of five installments at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had Eve McVeigh in an episode of The Whistler. Well, she had a supporting role in the 1952 Western High Noon, which starred Gary Cooper and Grace Kelly. McVeigh played Mildred, the wife of Sam Fuller, played by an actor later seen on TV as LAPD Officer Bill Gannon and MASH Company Commander Sherman Potter. I'll name him. Then wrap up when radio was right after this.
If I give my heart to you, will you handle it with care?
Fall head over heels with Melody of Love, Great 50s Love Songs, a 3-CD collection of 75 classic love songs brought to you by MusicRewind.com.
Writing love.
Darling, you
sweet nothings while listening to the original recordings of legendary performers from the 50s, including Tony Bennett, Elvis Presley, Perry Como, Patti Page, Nat King Cole, Dean Martin, Doris Day, Buddy Holly, and many more. Order Melody of Love, Great 50s Love Songs now at musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and pay only $19.98. Plus, get a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code LOVE77.
Somewhere along the way, take my hand, I'm a stranger in paradise.
Go to musicrewind.com to get Melody of Love, Great 50s Love Songs, today for just $19.98 or call 855-798-5556. Use promo code LOVE77 to save on shipping. That's musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember, promo code LOVE77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I'm Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first 5 franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, we're talking about the 1952 Western High Noon, which starred Gary Cooper and Grace Kelly, with Eve McVeigh in the supporting role of Mildred Fuller, wife of Sam Fuller, played by an actor later seen on TV as LAPD Officer Bill Gannon on Dragnet, and MASH Company Commander Sherman Potter. The answer is Harry Morgan. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we're out of time, but I want to remind you to take a moment to visit our website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.